news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Happy anniversary for a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary, but be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The Shining Wizards Network proudly presents
the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast
with your hosts,
the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
Professional, otherwise was ready to do it to him all country way, make him humble, suplex him, put him in a camel clutch, break his back, and then fuck his ass, make him humble to even smack the orange dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and assorted lowlifes, your new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting for 2 fucking years, from the current to the way back. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Playa himself, Mr. Phil Rea, and in studio, after 2 weeks of not showing up,
the man who slammed more Asians than Stan Hansen, the Mega Powers.
So now I'm hyping you up.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, Dave's not here. He's got these chicks and he's at the film festival and picking up trim. And I hope you were.
Of course.
All right. I mean, I have to, you know, you're not here. And I'm like, I'm fucking running solo. I'm like, oh, man, I hope he's at least getting some trim out of the deal. By the way, we're live.
We're live.
On rantemradio.com. We are a Shining Wizards Network production. How have you been, sir?
I've been doing pretty good. You know, festivals treat me well. I've been getting about 3 hours of sleep every night.
Yeah, join the club, dude. I've had a terrible couple of days of sleeping. Actually, a week. But it goes to territory with the silly schedule that I have, and you had a crazy schedule with that fucking film festival.
Yeah, that was like 18 days, and then once it's done, I was on the Wizards with my buddy Chris Dickinson.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll
here
get it.
With you.
Yeah, now we'll get into that. You were double dipping last night. The chat room is fucking on fire. Snake's in there. He's over here now. Fucking Ronnie's in there. A boy, fucking Ronnie from the Nerdport.
Or effing Ronnie.
Well, I don't think he could put fucking. I don't know if he had a room. But we got the point, though. It's fucking Ronnie. Sugar Shane's in there. I hope Scotty's in there. Should I play it? Or should I wait till we see him?
I think he's in there. Just scroll up.
Scott!
Oh, we'll play it anyway.
Who else is there?
Let's see.
Let's look at the list.
Let's look at the list. Oh, yeah, here he is.
Click on the...
Scotty's in there. Tells you who's in there? Oh, look at that. Currently Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Five anonymous users.
Anonymous. Well, the birthday boy's in it. Happy birthday to my boy, Tank.
Happy birthday, Tank.
Tank, my brother from another mother. I love you, buddy. Happy.
How does it feel to still be alive?
How does it feel to still be alive? Anyway, so have you watched any wrestling in the last couple of weeks or not?
There was one night I came home, and I was like, should I watch one of these screeners from the festival? And I was like, I'm going to watch Saturday night's main event because it's
on. Of course you did.
And the first episode I watched was the episode with Mr. T against Bob Orton in the boxing match because I wanted to
that
hear.
That was the first episode.
No, that wasn't the first
85,
episode.
85, right?
That was like the third episode. First episode was Hogan against Orton.
Hogan Orton, that's when Mr. T made the save with, and Orndorff had the face turn, right?
Yeah,
right,
but
okay.
I specifically chose that episode because I knew of a specific comment that Ventura made during the match when Piper and Orton jumped Mr. T after the match. He was like, "Hey, McMahon, it's Roots 2."
I fucking can't
thank
find my
God
child.
They kept that line on the episode.
Dude.
And I'm going to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Another cool thing. I don't know if it was that episode or another episode. They had a Dream Team against the British Bulldogs. Like before WrestleMania, they had a title match.
Right.
And they actually kept Queens We Are the Champions for the Dream Team when they came down the aisle.
And you heard it?
Yeah.
It wasn't overdubbed at all?
It wasn't overdubbed. Born in the USA was overdubbed for, was it the US Express? Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun was overdubbed, but Queens, We Are the Champions, was not overdubbed.
Wow.
I don't know if that was a mistake or what, but...
Possibly, yeah.
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 But it was playing, and I was like, whoa.
Wow. All right, I got to check that out. I did watch Orton and Hogan the other night. That was great.
Yeah.
Shining Wizards Tony in the room. Hello, sir. A lot of guys. It's fucking awesome.
SW Tony.
SW Tony for life. All right. So I did watch Great American Bash from was it 92 when Doc and Gordy won the belts, both belts. Well, they won
the tournament. Yeah.
Okay. So Jesse says to Jim Ross, "That Rick Rude reminds me a lot of me." So Jim Ross goes,
"Minnesota boys."
So Jim Ross goes, "I don't know, Jess. He's good looking." He goes, "So am I. I did 7 movies, Jim Ross. What did you do?" And Jim Ross is like, I can't recall off the top of my
head. How many movies have you done, Ross?
Jesse, let me tell you something. Jesse Ventura was spot on.
That's why I was always a big Ventura fan because he was one of those heels where, you know, unlike Bobby the Brain Heenan, who I will never give the number one spot to because he always made excuses that didn't make any sense, which was cool. It was still good.
Well, that's
why he's number two.
That was his shtick,
but
though.
But Ventura would always make sense. He would always, like, call out Hogan for beating up on Sensational Sherry. He's like, oh, Hogan could beat up a woman, but Andre the Giant choking him is not all right, or something like that, you know?
Right.
Which was, like, you know, as a kid, I was like, as much as I hated the heels, I was like, I can't argue that. He's right. And
right.
He would even get Monsoon to a point where Monsoon couldn't even. He never had a comeback for a lot of stuff that the body had to say. So that's why Jesse Bio Ventura is always going to be number one in my heart. And that's why he should absolutely sue that dead Navy SEAL who tried to besmirch his name.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, I outside of that, I didn't watch a lot of wrestling. I did catch up on TNA, which I haven't. I had the last, like, 2 or 3 episodes recorded.
Have they been airing the New York episodes?
They're going into them now.
Okay.
So I'm not really disappointed.
And I think with those episodes, you know, people are going to be looking forward to them, even if they know who won the matches and everybody knows Dixie Carter is going to go through the table. People still going to be looking forward to them because everybody heard all the hype that it was these were great shows.
Yeah.
People actually turned out for them for the most part.
Yeah.
And they can afford to stay in the building, unlike Ring of Honor, who recently announced that they will
not be at the Hammerstein Ballroom anymore.
Well, I don't know if they announced it, but, you know, word got through the grapevine to Meltzer. Meltzer, you know, talked about it on his podcast or whatever the hell he has.
Right. Well, speaking of great shows and other promotions, you were double dipping on the network. You were did double duty with the Shining Wizards last night. They had Chris Dickinson on from Beyond Wrestling. And that's your people's up there and beyond, up in New England.
Dickinson, Mangway, and when the Pit Boss, they were the Doom Patrol. And I used to drive them around to the shows, and they were my crew.
Yeah, we'll plug their show in a little while, but that's just another outlet that we have now.
Yeah.
You know, all these indie promotions are amazing. And there's a resurgence, and we spoke about that in length a couple of months ago.
I haven't noticed a resurgence, but if everybody else...
No, because you know what, dude?
I'm out of the loop with the indie stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Dude, it's got a resurgence. It's got a resurgence, and I'm not just saying that because we're in, like, the Northeast area with PWS and HOG and Warriors of Wrestling and, you know, all the other Jersey stuff. Anyway, but it's making a resurgence, and I'm glad that and you guys were fucking awesome last night. You guys came correct, except for Bowman. He's a douche.
Well, that's why I'm there, to keep the order.
Yeah, and I was telling Dave in pre-production, I'm like, my Ustream worked for the first time. I never get a full show out of that fucking app. Never. Even if I have a Wi-Fi connection, I do not have it fucking baffles me.
Well, that's why the Wizards are the number two show, and we're the number one show with the working stream on rantemradio.com.
Will you stop with the number two, number one?
Well, we're number one, but... Hey.
Well, we're number one in our hearts, yeah.
And we're number one in the numbers, too.
Well, anyway, That's totally not true, but they are.
It absolutely is true.
You can broadcast on Ustream. But the getting it on the app is a pain in the balls. You listen online.
That's why they're using the number two app. And what are we using? We're using the number one app, which is what is it called again?
Idiot.
What?
It's TuneIn Radio.
That's why it's the number one app right there.
All right. Speaking of apps. WWE.
You could be 500 feet underground and still listen to our show on, what is it called again? iTunes?
Tune in.
Tune in app. Number one app.
Anyway, speaking of apps, WWE app had the press conference a couple of days ago with Hogan in Japan with the signing of Kenta.
Yeah.
People are like, is that Kenta Kobashi? No.
No,
idiot. Kenta Kobashi is like 106 years old.
Yeah, he's retired. he retired yet last year.
Yeah.
He's not coming back.
The track record of the E signing Jap wrestlers is not good, to say the least. I know Hakushi had a good run for a little while.
Mm.
I mean, he was okay. For
when he first came in.
Right. And then they just shit on the gimmick. But it is what it is.
Yeah. And they dropped him out, and then he was gone. So
Jim Ross made a comparison, and somebody else did too. He's like a CM Punk, but a more polished CM Punk. Is that? I don't know if it's a
CM Punk used his finishing move, the go to sleep.
The go to sleep
was originally Kenta's.
That's Kenta's move.
That's
Kenta's move. I knew that. Yes.
So basically, and what was it? Punk. You know. Did all the MMA shit, which was... Kenta was doing that, you know, for years, so more or less...
Imitation's the best form of flattery.
But Kenta's the real deal.
Kenta is the real deal.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't make him another Yoshitatsu. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so, because the guy's, like, so good. It's, you know... then again, what's his face? Taka Michinoku. He was this dude from... Who's creating all these moves. Foley even said in his first book, Have a Nice Day, you know, if anybody could have the World Wrestling Federation Championship at that time, Taka was the man who should have had the championship. But, you know, just with the way things go, you know, he's not going to get it. And the guy was, like, significantly smaller than everybody else on the roster, along with the rest of Kai and Tai. So, you know, it's just bad timing. Well, I don't want to say bad timing, because he was absolutely over. It's just a guy that's like too small. Yoshitatsu.
Yeah, Jap wrestler does sound racist. I'm sorry. And then Tony follows out with Wadadoodle.
Oh, what are we going to call them? The gook wrestlers or something?
No, I should have said Japanese wrestlers. Bone dry and grease men.
Chink eyed wrestlers.
WrestleMania. Yeah. Bone dry. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We'll stick with the E for a minute. So I mentioned last week that
Sting
was going to do the he did the cryptic message on Twitter, and all the marks were like, oh God, he's going to make an appearance. I'm like, no, it's for the video game.
No,
even my kid knew that. He's like, Phil, did you see Sting?
That's the thing. We just want Sting back.
Everybody wants Sting back, but he's 56 years old.
It doesn't matter. Well, you heard the press conference with Triple H. Well, not the press conference. The sit-down chat with Cole, right?
No.
Cole said to him, like, is Sting coming back? And Triple H said, well, people said San Martino was never going to come back for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
They said Warrior would never come back.
Never say never.
Yeah. So.
Well, of course, Triple H is going to say that. I said this last week. I don't care if they don't. If they're going to bring him back, make it worth it. I don't want to make it worth it. Yeah, but I don't want him in the ring, dude. I don't want him wrestling.
He's going to be in the ring.
That's crazy, dude. I don't want him in the ring.
Everybody.
He's going to ruin it, Dick. He's going to ruin it.
No.
Yes,
no.
He's going to ruin it.
I think once it happens, you're going to eat your hat.
Oh, dude, I have a lot of hats, man.
You're going to be eating all of them.
I don't want to eat.
We're live, and we're making the claim right now. When Sting comes back, and when Sting has an awesome match, you're going to eat your hat live on the air. What does everybody in the chat room think about that?
Sugar Shane says Tajiri was badass. He was badass.
Yeah. Well, he was more badass than ECW.
Remember that? Remember the title match he had with was that Heat Wave with Taz? Oh, chat room.
Was that the three-way dance?
No, I don't know. It was Tajiri. It was a title match.
I think about the Tanaka.
When Tajiri was with Steve Corino. I think it was Heat Wave 98 or something like that. That was a good match.
When Tajiri was in ECW, it was like,
yeah,
this dude's a fucking machine.
Yeah.
He was
Japanese buzzsaw.
He was kicking the fuck out of people. He was doing the mist. Yeah. For me as a kid back then, I was like, whoa, this guy is absolutely
dangerous.
The
second coming of the great Muda.
He's fucking dangerous. But then once he went to WWE, things changed.
Well, yeah, and they toned it down a lot. But
yeah.
Tajiri.
Heat Wave 2, are you kidding me?
It was Heat Wave, yeah. But thank you, Ronnie. Fucking Ronnie. I love that. Wish I had a nickname like that, fucking Phil. Nobody does that. My mom does that when she's mad at me. She's like, fucking Phil.
Well, your mom can call you that.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway.
It's a mom nickname.
It's a mom nickname.
Yeah.
My mom's all excited about Ricky Steamboat, by the way.
Your mom is excited about Ricky Steamboat?
My mom has the hots for Ricky Steamboat.
She was a groupie back then?
She was a groupie back then.
Oh, God.
Speaking of...
She's coming with us to the...
She's not. She may show up, though. I told her to bring me a Red Bull. Ricky Steamboat...
Told everybody to bring you a sugar-free
right.
Red
That's
Bull.
That's right. I did, because I would say, well, dude, it's like $10 for a fucking soda in that hotel.
Hey, that buffet was pretty good.
I didn't have the buffet.
It's like $10, and it's all you can eat.
September 20th, Legends of the Ring in beautiful Monroe, New Jersey.
It's not Jamesburg.
It's Monroe.
That's like the county. It's not the actual town.
Dude, it's when you punch in GPS, it's Monroe, New Jersey. Anyway,
my GPS is at Jamesburg.
Because you're from fucking Jersey. It's the armpit of America. September 20th.
And what the fuck is Staten Island?
It's shitty.
It's like a toxic wasteland.
It's pretty much, yeah.
With houses.
I'm on the other side of the dump. Legends of the Ring, we will be there with the Shining Wizards and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. How awesome is that?
I'm going to fucking arm drag his ass.
dude, he fought Jericho a few years ago, man.
Yeah.
He still can go.
I remember even hearing some stories about like him, like even before that happened. Like he would do some indie shows, like somebody wouldn't show up, and like he would get in the ring and do his thing. So
right.
And he was part of Ring of Honor, the very first Ring of Honor show that I went to. He refereed the pure title match between CM Punk and AJ Styles.
Yeah. Speaking of Ring of Honor, like Dave mentioned, No More Hammerstein, I guess according to Meltzer. They're going to be in Brooklyn on the 15th. I will be there. Field of Honor, MCU Park. It's where the Cyclones play in Coney Island.
It's where TNA used to be.
TNA used to be, which, again, I was there last year for that. That was good. Chikara this weekend in NYC on the west side. I forgot the name of the theater.
Take a look
at that. And what else I got? I don't have a lot of news, man, because I really wasn't doing a lot of research because tonight is for you guys, and I started this 2 years ago with the hopes of sticking with it. I got progressively better with equipment, and I had some help along the way. And now it's, you know, I got Dave a year ago. I did like the first 20-something episodes by myself. Some of it was bad. Some of it was decent.
Stage 48 is the location.
Stage 48. It's on the west side, right?
Yeah.
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 But anyway, it is, it's your night, guys. So, you know, we'll just shoot the shit. We're not doing passes in the room. What's up? Sam Slam's in the room.
Let's talk about old stuff tonight.
Matt's in the room. Well, we got a treat for Matt, by the way. We'll do that in a little while. But anyway, yeah, we're just going to shoot the shit. Dave and I didn't have a format because, like I said, Dave was away for a couple weeks. We have an awesome throwback for you, though, next week. Though.
Next week, yeah.
Next week we'll come in correct. We're back on the throwback trail, going right into summer and then into my birthday, which is a terrible time because I'm getting old. But anyway, but yeah, this is for you guys, and we want to thank you, all of you guys, for your support and for you know, everything you guys do for us on the Facebook page and on, you know, t-shirts and everything, and support the Shining Wizards Network and the Rant. And we've made some wonderful friends, really good friends along the way now. Mm. And we have a good network of peers and guys and girls, and it's just a tribute to you guys. And we want to thank AA, of course, and the Rant guys for showing us the love, for letting us do this thing every week. And we want to thank, of course, all the other shows that are on the network, with Wrestling Colin Show and Surfer and the What Are You Reading, and what is that, Jordan, with him and Jordan. And they have the Rant, of course, on Tuesday nights with Tony C, our buddy Tony C.
That's Dave. My new pal.
Yeah, your new Tony pal, C. Tony C.
We found a common enemy, and in the British.
Yeah, you guys. And what was up with that Union Jack shirt you were rocking last night, dude? You look like a fucking roadie for the Spice Girls. I was telling Tony.
No, yeah, it's Elliott from fucking Def Leppard, and I was doing it to mock those English pricks, those poofs over there, Harry and Baza. Show them how a real man looks.
Dude, Baza stays up. Baza and Harry stay up till like 3 in the morning to listen to our show sometimes, man. That's dedication.
That's good.
That's dedication,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's dedication. But again,
and they're going to be dedicated to me making fun of them.
I have an idea, actually. Speaking of...
Wait, do you have that clip I sent you for me and Tony C?
Which one?
For our new team.
This one?
No.
Which
I
one?
It to you.
Which one? Oh,
yeah, let me...
you sent it to me today?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that one. I got the.
Oh my God.
I got the clip that you wanted me to play that I already had.
I'm gonna show it to you, and you're gonna be like, "Oh."
Ronnie wants to know if I'm excited to see Eric Bischoff at Legends. Yeah, I'm excited. Eric Bischoff is
this one. Is there a way you can hook this up or something?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Gonna make this is the official announcement of me and Tony C's alliance.
Yeah, I'm getting back to Ronnie. Yeah, dude, I'm excited about. Oh, I'm always excited about Legends, man. Let me see that again.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
I am not an idiot. This was well thought out. You know, this is the union that people never thought was gonna happen. This is hell freezing over.
I hope Tony C's listening.
Oh, he's listening.
There it is, man. Watch this. Hey.
Willie Mays Hayes is Black Hammer. Jesse the Body Ventura is White Lightning. Together, they're taking on the mob.
Mine fell the hardest.
Mine of the deadest.
These guys play for keeps. Black Hammer, White Lightning, coming to a theater near you.
So me and Tony C are the new Black Hammer and White Lightning.
You doing it all by yourself, huh?
Yeah, I did. and everybody's loving it.
You should start a six-man tag with
Perfect. I think we might have to make that happen.
Yeah, maybe, maybe, maybe.
I need to track down Zeus. I'm gonna.
He did. Just got, he's in jail for mortgage fraud, dude.
Well, I'm gonna get him out of jail to be on the show.
We should do.
He was on Piper's podcast like not too long ago.
So you guys, he's out of jail then?
Yeah, he was out of jail for what was it, a mortgage? And he killed a guy, right?
I don't know if he. Well, he claimed,
he killed a guy in No Holds Barred.
Allegedly, yeah, he killed a guy in No Holds Barred. Yeah,
and I think Hulk Hogan possibly killed him in No Holds Barred and came back to from the dead.
Hulk Hogan killed his career by putting him on that fucking movie.
Oh no. It's out on Blu-ray. His career's, like, back.
I know. I'm so pissed about that. Don't even get me started about
Zeus.
That.
Zeus.
Zeus.
I love technology.
Yeah.
Technology rules.
Thanks, Matt, for sending us an MP3, too.
Thank you, Matt. Oh, Matt's getting a treat in a little while.
When are we gonna make the announcement?
Right before we go to break.
Okay.
You want to do some Facebook questions?
Yeah. There's some good questions.
All right. Let's see here.
I don't know if I have answers for them, but they're good questions.
Yeah.
Wolfman Jack Foley's back.
Thank God. That and you know what?
What?
That dude owes people money.
He owes people money?
Yeah. So he better. I told him the other night.
Does he owe us money?
No. He owes Nicky Nails a bunch of money.
Who's Nicky Nails?
Yeah. Well, Nicky Nails is a guy. That apparently Wolfman Jack Foley borrowed money from. And just like, you know, Jack fell off the planet and was not on Apex anymore.
Uh-huh.
And now they're calling me to like, you know, where's this guy? You know, this guy's got my money. He's up north. Da da da. I'm like, I don't. And you know, it's 2 points to the dollar.
Oh, shit.
So when you borrow money from a loan shark and it's 2 points to the dollar, it's almost triple what you're fucking borrowing.
Because their money over in Canada is kind of like, you know, Indian money. It's right. Like, so, you could use them for napkins. So, they're not worth anything.
Right, so the money exchange, I don't know how it works with the loan sharks. It's like, you borrow the money in American, then you got to convert it to Canadian. With the Canadian dollar, is not that good right now.
No.
No.
Like I said,
when, like and when I went, it was great. When I went in 2002, it was awesome. I bought 500 in cash. I got fucking 750 in the bank, so
yeah.
I was good to go. But now, not so much. Nay, nay. You know? All right, let's get to some Facebook questions.
Okay.
And I feel bad. I hope he pays his money up because they're going to break his fucking legs.
Yeah.
All right. Sugar Shane wants to know, favorite guilty pleasure in wrestling or in life?
I don't know if I can answer that one.
Oh, I got a bunch of them.
Do they include feet?
If whatever floats your boat, Mega Powers.
The Tony Atlas of the Turnbuckle. Oh. That's your guilty pleasure.
No, my guilty pleasure is terrible music. Like I have the entire ABBA library on my iPod.
Like I hate like when I'm in New York and like some of those stupid ass buses with the ABBA, Mamma Mia, you know. Advertisements are on it. And it's like those like those weird looking European people wearing the fucking Elvis suits, and I'm like, ugh.
It's a good movie.
I'm sure it is.
For wrestling, a guilty pleasure.
Jake the Milkman Milligan or Milligan.
No, I actually this is I shouldn't even admit this, but I liked the midget micro championship reality show.
Was it
with Hogan and Knobs and all, and
I never
and
seen
Patanaka. I like that. I honestly, Shane, I got a bunch.
Wait,
of them.
Wait, Pat Tanaka's on the show?
He was a trainer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I like the fact that he's got like this like total like dude like American voice, and not like
I love Pat Tanaka.
Not stereotypical Asian voice.
I love Pat Tanaka.
Like Agent Chinese Secret. And
played that during pre-production too.
Well, you want to play that too?
Mega Powers breaking out the old commercials. Brian wants to know any wrestlers or tag teams do a best of seven series. What would it be? By the way, appreciate the plug. All right.
Oh, okay.
Tag team.
Dr. Phil giving the advice last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if he's gonna plug something on his page, you might as well just, you know, answer for advice. You might as well just give him the advice. You know. He's got the audience already.
Wrestlers or tag teams in the best of seven?
Well, it's still Benoit. I keep going back to Benoit and you know, Booker T. That they set the standard. But I mean, if you could put the Bulldogs in any of those,
I would love to see Bulldogs and Steiners best of seven.
Bulldogs, Steiners, Bulldogs, yeah. Midnight Express,
Bulldogs, Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, Doc and Gordy versus the Road Warriors.
I would like to see Doc and Gordy against them boys, the Briscoes.
The Briscoes, yeah. Oh, the Briscoes versus the Steiners. I mean, there's so many comparisons.
For singles, and they never went against each other. With a very small exception, they faced each other for a brief amount of time in a tag match. But I would love to see a singles best of seven, Hanson against Brody. Out of all those years those guys were around, they never faced each other in
That's
a singles
like Game
match.
7 World Series.
Yeah.
Series tied 3-3.
Breaking the sweat.
Bottom of the ninth.
Yeah.
Two outs. And
bases loaded.
Bases loaded. Who delivers the blow, you know?
Yeah.
Chunky Liar wants to know... Why
is the font so small?
Oh, the font on the picture, because I was in a hurry. I don't want to get caught at work fucking around with the computer.
Because you don't have LASIK like I do.
Yeah. It's got diamond visions, if you will.
Yeah.
You guys have rubbed shoulders with wrestling legends, recorded from wrestling events, and been fans for years. What is your biggest mark-out moment? A situation where you were unable to play cool, you were reduced to a child who became a fan, almost to the point of embarrassment. I don't even have to think about this. And I, but do you have one?
Yeah, it's a bad one, too.
Yeah, man.
I met Bobby the Brain Heenan, and I tried to have, like, small talk with him, and it was going nowhere. And he ended up saying something to me, like, oh, you don't get out too often. And I was, like, crushed.
What were you, like, 10?
No, I think I was, like, 18 or
oh,
something
wow.
Like that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I think I was in college when that happened. And I was, like... It was just like an awkward moment for me because I was like, oh my God, it's Bobby the Brain Heenan, and this is like after his like first cancer scare, so I was like, whoa, this is like, you know, a big deal, and I just didn't know what to say,
right?
And like the guy ended up just ragging on me, and then at the end of it, I thanked him. So that was probably my worst markout moment.
That's funny.
And then Anthony Quadro was like, oh, Heenan should have people pay him to offend them or make fun of them. And we all know what happened to him after that for making fun of me.
Yeah. So I got one in particular. This was right before Taz signed with WWE.
Mm.
I was dating a girl whose mom had a balloon business in Brooklyn.
Big in the balloon industry.
Yeah, she liked balloons. So I like to let the air out and lick the Mylar's balloons. Like balloons, you like lobsters. Anyway.
What?
Never heard Jerky Boys?
Look it's up Jerky been a long
Hello,
time.
Hello, balloons? Man. Balloons? Anyway. So she had a balloon business, and what these places would do is they would hire her, and she'd make centerpieces and for weddings and parties and, galas, events, stuff like that.
Yeah.
She did the Emmys, which was cool.
Oh, nice.
And I would go on these balloon jobs. So this one particular
balloon job.
I like balloons. So this one particular job was at a arcade in Brooklyn, called Funtime USA, and they didn't tell me that Taz is going to be there. Now, the thing with Taz is, I have sort of a connection. My buddy interviewed for his school, the House of Hardcore, didn't go in Massapequa. Just went to meet him and stuff like that. I had to pay for the interview, and Taz and I went to the same high school. He's 10 years older than me.
Okay,
same thing. Born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens, had the same upbringing, stuff like that. And every time I read something about him, I got like, I was a big Mark fan. I loved him. So they don't tell me that he's there signing autographs.
Oh, shit.
So it's like I'm blowing up orange and black balloons, and I'm like, this ain't Halloween. She's like, no, this is what the family wanted.
Okay.
So
they hired him for the birthday?
They hired him for an event, for an autograph event.
Oh.
So... The girl at the time goes back to where we were staying and gets my ECW magazine, the laminated one that came out the first issue, and she sneaks it in her purse and she brings it to the event, and I'm sitting there fucking making these balloons and making, like, you know, the little designs and shit. I like balloons.
Making them balloon poodles and all that
right,
other shit.
Right, I'm just making, like, these stupid centerpieces, and Here He Comes.
Oh, God.
And I was like, yeah. I heard, like, in my head, I heard, da-na-na-na. I was like, what the fuck, man? This
fucking Kiss's War Machine starts playing.
Exactly. In my head, it's like, da-na-na-na. I was like, no way. And I'm standing there, and I'm like a retard at a Ferris wheel. I'm like, you know? And we, you know, the kids are going crazy. So now he sees I'm in the corner. I'm just helping him clean up and stuff. And so they bring me over to him. And he's like, what's going on? And so now I'm with him. Like, oh, he's your biggest fan. You know, he went to your high school. And what high school you go to? And I tell him. He's like, yeah, I went there, too. I was like, I know. And we just... And I was like, And then after that, I couldn't speak, you know? He's like, you all right? You all right there, champ? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. He's like, all right there, big daddy. We'll talk in a little while. And, like, that kind of loosened me up a little bit. So, yeah, we spoke. And then right, like, days after that, he signed. So it was like, and he had mentioned, he's like, yeah, you know.
So from Funtime USA to the WWE.
The Royal Rumble, yeah. Wow. Yeah, so
and
it
he
was,
defeated Kurt Angle in how many seconds?
Not too much, but yeah. But yeah, that was like my retard moment. And also in 1990, I met Sting at the Ramada.
Sting!
In East Rutherford, they had like some, that was a convention I was at. Mm-hmm. The first and only one until we started doing Legends.
Okay.
And that was weird, because seeing Sting, he had those Terminator glasses on. He didn't have like the, he didn't have his makeup on. He was in a 2-piece suit, and he signed like my. I had this magazine called The Wrestling Eye. It's like a
You heard
that? Okay, so it was a centerfold of Sting, and he signed it. And then I was like, I couldn't even talk to him. So that was like my two retard walkout moments. Axel Foley wants to know. Is there a specific old-school topic you guys want to do at this point but have yet to cover without revealing major synopses of upcoming shows? Could you rattle off some upcoming show topics we look forward to? By the way, I'll see you two bastards in September at Legends. Awesome.
Yeah.
Axel's coming down from
Gonna get to meet Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Axel's got to jump in the barrel, go to the falls, right?
Yeah. Trip to Niagara.
I've always wanted to do the Kevin Sullivan Purple Haze angle with Mark Lewin and Woman and all those. I want to do that. Like I said, Dave and I have a kick-ass one next week.
Yeah, that one I wanted to do for a while. So I think we kind of broke it.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be doing the...
Some jerk had to post the video up on the page.
We're going to be doing the WWF Memphis angle.
Yeah, when McMahon, Vince McMahon, invaded Memphis of all places.
This is where Mr. McMahon cut his teeth as Mr. McMahon.
Yeah, and initially there was like it was happening during the Jerry Lawler Bret Hart feud because they had the feud in the WWF that we all knew and love with the Kiss My Feet match and
right
and all that other shit, the King of the Ring stuff, but they were having that same feud in Memphis too, like a completely separate storyline that was going on where Bret Hart was the heel and Jerry Lawler was the face. But after that, McMahon came in, and that's actually the first place where McMahon was played a heel, where he was anti-Memphis, taking over, bringing the superstars of the WWF to face the inbred redneck hicks of Memphis.
Well, it's a fantastic viewing.
It's some of the most retarded stuff I've ever seen in my life.
No,
it's great too.
It's great. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
If you think about it, it's brilliant for its time.
Yeah, but there's some like really stupid stuff too.
Right, but it was still
it's
simple.
Some shocking stuff too.
It was still simple. Yeah. No, it was strictly kayfabe. No interwebs. None of that shit.
No.
No, Scott. This wasn't Caesars Bay or King's Plaza. It was by. It was in Knapp Street, Sheepshead Bay, on the other side there. Anyway, that was it with the questions, man. We didn't have a lot of questions.
No, we had more questions.
No, we didn't. That was all just shit.
One guy wanted to know where do we get these cool turnbuckle throwbacks.
Oh, yeah, and I post the link.
It's prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwbacks. /turnbuckle throwbacks. Actually.
Speaking of, we'll be Dave. You want to do it now? Yeah, why not?
Wait. I have somebody randomly texted me this question.
Okay,
I don't even know if they know that the show is on. But it's a good question, and I don't have the answer for it, but I'm going to ask
you,
and I'm going to ask the people in the chat room. this question. Did WCW ever explain how the Equalizer became Evad Sullivan? I don't think they did.
He was supposed to be Kevin Sullivan's illegitimate brother, right?
Or his actual brother.
Yeah.
Did they explain how he became Evad Sullivan from the Equalizer? I think it may have just been like, oh, he's his brother, and he's retarded, and he loves Hulk Hogan.
Right. I don't know, dude.
If anybody knows in the chat room, throw it out there.
Yeah, throw it out there.
Because I know that there was, like, anything that was happening before Hogan came in, it was, like, a real quick change.
Yeah.
And when it changed, like, it was a big change. So there's a lot of stuff that I don't remember. I was watching at that time, and that's when I first got pay-per-view, and I got cable, and Bash at the Beach 94 was my first pay-per-view that I ever bought and watched.
Shining Wizard Tony said his mom fucked a retard.
We know that, but...
And I'm the racist.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of those British people were saying some nasty stuff about my man Black Hammer, Tony C.
Black.
They called him oil boy. What is that supposed to mean?
You know what, dude? You guys... You can't mess with the Brits, man. They're bitter people. You can't mess with them.
They're ugly. They got bad teeth.
And they love the turnbuckle throwback, so shut your mouth. What's wrong with you,
what?
Dude? What's wrong with you?
And they love when I make fun of them.
All right. So, speaking of t-shirts, we want to thank our buddy Matt for helping us with this, because I have no idea how to use Photoshop. I came up with an idea. Matt was awesome.
Matt's our listener, not the inbred from the number two show.
Yeah,
Shining Wizards.
Matt's a big RoboCop fan, so this one's for you, buddy.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
And if he has any trouble, we'll take him to the nearest rape crisis center.
So without further ado, let me get some drum rolls here. Hello? There we go. All right, there you go. Go to Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, and we'll be debuting this right now. And there it is. That is our brand new
T-shirt.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks T-shirt. I can't put it in the chat room unless you guys can show me how to put the fucking pictures in the chat room. I have no idea how to do that. But yeah, go to Facebook.com and go to the group page, and there it is. It's a you'll love it. It's gonna be on ProWrestlingTees.com. I think next week.
It's gonna be a T-shirt.
It's gonna be a new T-shirt. It's got it's got the 8-bit mock of the pro wrestling game from the original NES.
Yeah,
and it's got our logos. It's got our network logos at the bottom,
and a winner is you for buying it.
Right. So go to Pro Wrestling.
Wait, was that the game that says a winner is you, or is that Tag Team Wrestling?
That was Tag Team Wrestling.
Okay. Ricky Brothers and Strong Bad.
Right. So we want to thank...
I want to throw that out as an extra answer for that Best of Seven series. Ricky Brothers and Strong Bad. I want to see a Best of Seven between them.
Well, we're getting some... I don't know how to put the link. I don't know how to do... Well,
they're going to go to...
You know what? Let me try this. Let me try that.
Yeah, just copy and paste.
Because I don't know...
Is anybody complaining about it? No.
No. They want to, is there a link? There's your link. Let's see.
No, that's for the profile photo.
Right. No.
No, you have to put it in the message.
You
big dummy.
You big dummy.
Click OK.
All right. Oh, God. Hello, Barbara.
You got to...
Copy that, right?
Yeah. Backspace it.
All right, and then...
Teaching Phil how to use the fucking internet.
Fucking chat room, yeah. See, it doesn't work, dickbag.
Oh, all right. Then we can go to the Facebook group page, which they're all part of anyway.
Yeah, so go to the Facebook page.
Facebook.com/group/turnbuckle throwbacks.
Let me see if this works.
No, of course
it doesn't work.
Okay, Tony's got it.
Tony's got it. Thanks, Tony.
Big T.
Let's see, does that work? Check that out. No. There it is. Ah. No. See?
Nice.
We can have nice things.
We can.
We can.
We can.
We can have nice things.
We can.
So, yeah, that'll be up in about a week. Go get it. It's going to be great. Support us. Shining Wizards Eddie says this turns me on and gives me dick tickle.
All right. I don't know if I'm putting out this design anymore.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is our new baby. So go support it. And again, thanks to Matt. That's the second design he did for us in the Shining Wizards.
He did the AWA.
I gave him the idea. He does it. He says he loves my ideas. So I'm going to be collaborating with him on some new shit. You've been having a guy for a year. When's this guy coming to correct?
Well, whenever I decide to finally draw an idea for him to make better. I've been busy. I'm a busy man. You should be lucky that I'm even here.
Dude, come on. All you do is show up. You have the easiest job in the world to co-host. You once in a while get an interview, you come correct. But for the most part, all you do is you show up, or you show up on Skype, and you talk your shit, and you go home.
I put the butts in seats.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Animal.
Butts in seats.
Awesome. All right.
And look at all these butts that we have in the chat room, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
It's a lot of cheeks in there.
Amazeballs. All right, listen. Take a quick break. I heard the doorbell downstairs. I think the wifey came home. We'll go give a hello and how are you?
All right. Get the door. It's Domino's.
No Domino's. I don't want cardboard tonight. Gave it up for Lent. Hey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, take a quick break. We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on the rant. We're a Shining Wizards Network production, as always, and we'll be right back, animals.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5-4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, Thelonious Punk here, and I'm interrupting an otherwise quality podcast to let you know about our little show, NXT Cast. It's the only international podcast devoted to the future of the WWE, NXT. I'm joined each week by Chris NXN Nixon and the Austrian Cyborg Bernard Binder to go over the latest NXT rumours and news, as well as an in-depth analysis of the latest episodes and the current roster. So if you're looking for a wrestling podcast that covers arguably the best in-ring product that WWE is producing today, then find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, and NXTcast.net, the international podcast devoted to the yellow and black, NXT Cast.
After a hard day at the office, working up a big thirst, many professionals reach for the smooth taste of Mellow Yellow.
Woo, baby! Mellow Yellow, the taste that beats Mountain Dew.
And now, Mellow Yellow has pictures and all the facts on your favorite NWA wrestlers. Ric Flair, Sting, the Road Warriors,
and even my pretty face.
Head to your favorite store and collect all 12.
Woo! Take it from Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. Make the Mellow Yellow move.
Hey, Big Phil here from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. As soon as you're done with our show, head on over to rantemradio.com. That's right, rantemradio.com. For such awesome programming as The Rant, every Tuesday night with AA and Tony C, every Wednesday night live with Turnbuckle Throwbacks with myself and the Mega Powers. You have Mr. Will.i.am Morgan every Saturday evening with the Wrestling Call-In Show with Rage. And, of course, you got Jordan Surfer every Sunday for the What Are You Reading comic book show with a new time every Sunday at 5 p.m. with a special appearance by the Lex Experience on a weekly basis as well. It's the entertainment you love, the history you crave. It's The Rant. RantEMRadio.com. Hey, it's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Ray from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. When you're done with our show, head over to the Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, home to many great shows.
covering a variety of topics, including pop culture, heavy metal, music, sports, television, movies, and of course, wrestling. Shows like The Fallen Angels, Stickman and Apex Radio, The Wolfman Jack Foley, Just Incredible's Pro Wrestling 101, The Midnight Jury, Two and a Half Wrestlers, of course, us, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, The Neckbreaker Podcast, and of course, The Shining Wizards. So what are you waiting for? Go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com right now. Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Out of mine, what draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy? Baseball. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day, Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. His team don't field. What is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, stanza full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Team, Dave. The team.
The number one team.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks, baby.
The new generation of sports journalism. I haven't said that one in a while.
Yeah, no, you haven't.
I keep forgetting.
The new generation. You had it all mixed up. I do it on purpose, too. And then I mess it up on not on purpose, though. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on the rant.
We're alive!
Shining Wizards Network production, as always. All right. Team, man. Team effort. You guys spoke about it last night and on the Shining Wizards.
We talked about that yesterday?
Well, we talked about the family, the industry. It could be a cruel fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
But it takes guys like us and guys who love sport to bring it to the forefront. And Chris was animated about it almost.
Yeah.
You know? So, it's a team effort, and I did it when I was in a band, you know, I did it when I played, you know, sports.
Yeah.
A team effort, and this being no different. Dave and I are the team, you guys are a part of our team, the networks are part of our team, and none of this works without team effort.
I agree.
And it doesn't help, it does help when Robert De Niro beats people up as Al Capone with a baseball bat, so...
Yeah, that helps too.
Good shit.
Little nudge.
Good shit. Played the new Midnight Jury drop. Shout out to them. They got that gig in Philly.
Yeah,
they're Pennsylvania
commentators for some sort of.
That's awesome. Rage.
It's like a backyard federation.
No. It's legit. Rage. Is it called Rage Pro? I think it's called.
I believe so.
Yeah, go to Midnight Jury, man. They do a nice throwback on the last episode. They do the Rodzilla from WCW. Remember that? That was awesome.
Course.
Yeah, go to Shining Wizards. Support the jury.
I only watched WCW back then.
I fucking love WCW. I was watching some the Best of Nitro they had the other night on the network.
Yeah, they have that on for the Beyond the Ring documentary.
So, I loved it. You know, like I said, we didn't pick a topic tonight because we wanted to give it to you guys. And
we're just going
to
shoot the shit and
talk
about old stuff. We're not going to talk about Hogan and Cena and all that other nonsense from last week. I listened.
I get the guy. Give the guys that forum.
Yeah.
You know, I don't,
took only fucking 15 guys to fill up my spot in the last couple of weeks.
Listen, nobody took your spot.
They're trying to.
No, nobody's trying to. I hold it down while you're not here. I chose to have them on. Don't get it twisted. I can still do this by myself there, Cha-Cha. All joking aside, though, I just, you know, it's really hard for me to sometimes, like, last week I was trying to, like, there's certain things I want to articulate, and you weren't here. So, I can get my point across regardless, but it's nice to have a second voice. It's nice to have a second opinion.
Somebody as good as me. Yeah.
Somebody as good as you, yes.
As great as me, rather.
Yeah. My dad always said self-praise sucks, though, so you might want to ease down a little bit there.
It works when I do it.
You fucking tool bag. Mr. X, I'm calling in after my second Oakland.
Fucking bro.
No Oaklands tonight, man.
I have a funny feeling that's like he's missing a few numbers after that, too.
Yeah, right? I was calling Edison.
Yeah, forgot it. I'm sure Mr. X is going to be checking out that tennis game later on, too. I have that on my phone.
Do you think they should bring back Legends House?
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
But I don't think it could top that.
I'm kind of curious how it did, first of all, just with the viewers. I don't know if there's any way to gauge, you know, what the, you know, people's responses were, you know, outside of like podcasts like this. So I'm kind of curious, you know, what the viewership was for Legends House.
Yeah, it was on a list of top shows.
Yeah.
Sugar Shane wants to know, it's probably beating a dead horse. What do you guys think of the invasion angle?
Oh, wait a second. I'll play this. Hopefully it comes out all right.
Hold on. I can plug your phone in.
Right, okay. Let's do that.
All right, let's do that. Maniac. Where's the fucking...
Let me do it.
Lunatic.
You don't understand phones like I do.
Yeah, I don't, apparently. Plug your phone in. There you go, fruitcake. Now...
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait.
Three men. You're like a big sister to me.
Ending
to a great story.
This is the wrong one.
Quite candidly, I can't wait to get the out of here.
That's maybe for the end of the show. Where the hell is it?
What are you fucking... What did you make videos of these? You lunatic?
It's like the best lines I did, yeah. Wait a second.
All right, can we play this? I want to answer Shane's question.
Answer it. I'll find the video.
Oh, I'm going to have you play this fucking drunken old man over my shit.
Listen, he's not drunk in that video.
Dude's a... You're a dick.
I don't think we will all see each other ever again.
It's here somewhere. I'm going to find it.
All right, you got one more shot because you're going to fucking ruin my high here.
All right, answer the question.
You know?
Answer his question.
I love the invasion angle. I like the concept. They could have did more with it.
Okay, I found it.
You dick. See what I'm saying? Go ahead, play it.
Attractive. Really good looking.
Let's do this thing.
All right, here we go.
Maybe I will watch a little bit of that tennis.
See, it was worth it.
I dug the invasion angle, Shane. I loved it. I just thought they could have did more with it. You know, there's so much.
They had some great matches, though.
They did.
Like RVD and Jeff Hardy was really good.
Yeah, that was a good
match. Like, if you go back and watch some of those matches individually,
yeah,
they're fantastic. But the whole storyline itself was really stupid. And even with, especially when Austin... was the alliance leader, which it made sense because he was a former WCW guy.
Right.
But knowing what we know, he was also very anti-WCW. So why would he want to be the ringleader for the Alliance? And also, too, he was like the top guy in the WWF. Like, why would he want to switch over? Watching it, regardless of what you knew happened in ECW and all this other kind of stuff, it just didn't make any sense. And it looked like, okay, well, we don't really trust the ECW or WCW guys, so we're going to put one of our top guys in it, so it's more interesting for the fans.
And Snake said, Snake brought up a good point. He goes, okay, now had Triple H not gotten hurt, he would have been in it. Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
well, one thing that I thought was cool was when they would have
the 5-on-5. But we knew what Snake was talking about.
Yeah.
But
I loved it when they had like a WCW match.
Yeah,
and they brought and
ECW too. Remember when ECW had the first invasion?
Yeah,
when the Eliminators came out and Sabu almost fell off the fucking Raw sign.
Yeah, the R.
Yeah, there was no Sandman.
Yeah,
you know, I got to be honest with you, and I probably get a lot of shit for this. I'm not a big Sandman fan.
Really?
I don't dislike him. I just was he.
You never
I just
liked him.
I didn't pay to see him. Like, he was there. He was okay. He had some good matches with Foley. He had a really good program with Tommy Dreamer when he played it. He was blind and stuff like that.
Yeah, and also the Singapore Kane.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. May have another.
And Nancy Sullivan was a piece of ass, man.
She was always a piece of ass.
Oh, God, she was delicious.
Even when they were carting her carcass out of the house.
Oh, man.
She was a real piece of meat right there.
Oh, dude. Low blow. Yeah, man, I dug all the invasion stuff. That's why we're doing McMemphis next week, because we like that when the promotions collide. It's
Memphis is so hokey, but at the same time, it was just like we kind of knew it was going. Well, we definitely knew it was going on because they had that stuff in the PWIs and all those like Wrestling Eye and all the wrestler magazine, all that kind of stuff, but. Which I thought was cool because it was like, how come Tatanka's USWA champion? He's wrestling in the WWF.
Right.
Like, how come Ahmed Johnson's the USWA champion? Like, he's a WWF guy. He's wrestling in two places? What's going on? So it was an interesting dynamic that was going on. And, you know, McMahon didn't need to do that. And King was fresh in the WWF. But it was really cool.
Yeah. I enjoyed all
that. It was
really
cheesy as hell, but it was cool.
Yeah, Sandman's entrance was longer than his matches.
His entrances were awesome. I love them.
Yeah, and
I'm not a Metallica guy.
I was listening to Chris Hero on Kevin Gill's podcast, and Chris Hero said he loved the fact that the Sandman gimmick had nothing to do with Metallica. He was a surfer.
Yeah.
Right? And then he coordinated his entrance music with the drinking. Like, he would pop a beer when you hit a loud crash. Dang.
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum. Like, he would coordinate his whole shtick.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, it was fun. It wasn't one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
You know, I loved Mikey Whipwreck. I loved the giant Paul Laurie. Of course, I loved Taz.
Uh-huh.
I loved the franchise, Triple Threat. The Eliminators are my favorite. Dudley's, you know. And when Lawler went to ECW, that was fun. When they fucking jacked Tommy Dreamer in the nuts, he had to have his nuts drained.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he took Yeah.
And that was for real, too.
Yeah, no, it was legit. Yeah,
he actually had to have his
fluid.
His sack, nuts drained.
His sack reduced. Reduced sack.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, that's, you know, there's so much good stuff going on.
Where's the adapter? I just want to have it ready just in case.
For what? I got to plug the. I can't keep passing
the
adapter.
Oh, okay. Later on.
For what?
Nothing.
Dick. You want to open the phone lines?
Yeah.
All right. 718-878-6394. I'm going to put the number up there in the chat room. You animals want to call in and give me a spiel. Talk to Dave and I.
Yeah.
I don't know. What else you want to talk about? This is our...
I'm lost at this point.
You're lost? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's see. It would have been cool to see Jerry Lynn versus Jericho. Jerry Lynn versus anybody was good.
Mr. JL.
Mr. JL. Global Wrestling.
Well, those...
You remember those with him and Lightning Kid?
Yeah, but he was just Jerry Lynn.
He was just Jerry Lynn, yeah.
Those matches were fantastic.
They were fantastic.
But he was Mr. JL in WCW, and he had those matches with Sabu.
Yeah.
What's that, Boo? Fresh. Oh, we got Tank.
All right. What's up, birthday boy?
Yo, Slappy.
What's up, birthday boy? What are you doing?
Not much.
How's the pool? How's the parks department treating you with all the fucking animals in the public pools? You having fun?
I'd rather not discuss that on air.
Oh, man. So what are you doing for your birthday? Anything special?
No, nothing special.
No, wait a second. He's talking to us. That's
well, yeah, that
right
is
there.
Pretty. That is pretty special that you're talking to us.
Well, I'm waiting for Dave's girlfriends to get here.
Yeah, Dave, send Tommy some of your Japanese escorts.
That's all right.
He hung low.
As far, they told me that he didn't have enough power, so they came for the tank.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I saved some young guy for you.
Yeah, some young guy from that movie.
Yeah.
That Yo, movie. Guys, happy anniversary.
Thanks, Tank.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy anniversary
Thank
to you too, Tank.
Yeah. So, what?
It's actually Hatch Day.
It's Hatch Day? Yo, for
yeah.
you, yeah, yeah.
Snatch Day?
No, Hatch Day.
Oh.
I mean, have you seen Tommy? Size of Tommy? His poor mom was in labor for 17 days.
Really?
So, on the 18th day, God gave the Meehan family a tank.
A tank.
Yeah, a tank. A Sherman tank.
A rolled out.
Rolled out. Wheels and all.
Wow.
Hatched out. Shit.
Hatched out. Yep. So what's going on, man? You do nothing? No cake? No nothing? No nothing?
No Fudgy the Whale?
I got a cake before.
Oh, good, good. Okay.
A little Pizza Classica. That's about a bit.
There you go. Pizza Classica is a fine establishment.
Pizza Classic?
Yeah, it's a Pizza Classica. It's a restaurant from where we live. Where I used to live, anyway.
Classica?
Classica, yeah.
Wow.
It's Italian, bro.
It's Italiano. Italiano.
Is that like the fake Italian that people in New Jersey and Staten
Island
talk?
No, it's actually real Italian.
It's legit. They gotta.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I bring some real Italians over here. They're gonna look at that sign and be like, "What,
dude? You say that some places out here, you may not make it home."
Maybe they
that's
won't
true. You'd be swimming with the fishes with the concrete boots.
Hey, did you get the network yet?
No, I didn't get the network, but I did do the free preview.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Oh, I love it. I don't even know why I didn't get the freaking network.
Oh, dude, it's so good. It's so good.
Saturday night's main event. You got the Legends.
I watched every one of them.
Yeah, that's good.
The Clash of the Champions. You said they took off some WCW stuff.
They took some of the Great American Bashes down.
Really?
Maybe they were doing some updates or something. I went there the other day to try to watch the 89, and like it wasn't there. It wasn't there, yeah.
Huh, that's strange.
I think they are doing some updates, but that's beside the point.
That's what Netflix used to do.
Let's hope they don't take that Queen song away.
Yeah, right. That was
I
cool.
was I was surprised. I was like,
I gotta check that out later.
What?
Yeah, I gotta check that out later.
Yeah.
Yo, Phil, did you tell Powers on how we almost became family?
No.
With the balloon segueing into the balloon chick.
Refresh.
You tried to hook up my old man with her
oh,
mother.
Oh yeah, the girl I was dating. I tried to hook up Tommy's dad with
the balloon chick?
With the balloon chick. Yeah.
So he can get a balloon job?
He can get a balloon job?
Oh,
balloons.
God.
Yo, that was the closest we ever became to being family.
We're family anyway, man. I called Tommy that week when I saw Taz. There was no Facebook back then, you know what I'm
okay.
saying? And cell phones was just flipping, you know?
So you guys haven't, like, drank each other's blood or anything like
no,
that?
No, 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 no.
Solidify the deal?
No.
No, that's our role, BMS partner, Grabowski.
Yeah, he looks like Precious.
Oh, God.
From Lord of the Rings, that guy.
Or Precious from that movie.
No, not
the big fat black chick.
No, I'm not that Precious.
What?
No, I think that's his girlfriend.
That's his girlfriend.
So let's talk about wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling.
Wrestling.
Battleground Sunday. How you liking it?
I think Roman Reigns is going to actually win that title.
No. Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to make him another Rock.
Come on, dude. That's too early, man. They can't put the belt on him yet.
They did the whole. They did with Sheamus. Sheamus was brand new.
Sheamus.
They did it to
awful.
Randy Orton too.
Yeah, but I don't know, dude. I don't see it.
Would you rather see Cena and Brock at SummerSlam or Reigns and Brock? Because remember, they were talking Rock and Brock 2 for WrestleMania 30.
Obviously, we want to see Reigns and Brock, but Cena and Brock is quote unquote good for business.
Right. Yeah. What's good for business is what. No. Yeah. Okay.
He's all flustered. He can't talk on his birthday.
God.
I can't talk normally. Please.
This is true. We'll give you a pass because it's your birthday. I'm excited for Jericho and Bray Wyatt, actually.
I'm actually not even going to be home for it, so.
Right, we'll hold it down for you. Yeah. Pre-show on the rant starting at 7 o'clock. Yeah. I'll be on there with Double A and the boys.
I think Ziggles is going to win the IC title.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that, too.
Because, who's the champ now?
Nobody. They took it. The Baraka hurt.
Oh, so they're doing the Battle Royal.
Vacant's the champion.
What's up with all the Battle Royals that they're doing lately?
I had
Andre the Giant Battle Royal. They had some other Battle Royal.
Trying to get fresh ideas.
Yeah, get the Battle Bowl going.
Yeah, Battle Bowl for the ring, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's bring the Battle Bowl back.
The Lord of the Ring.
You know what pisses me off? I'm sorry, go ahead, Tank.
That would have been the perfect opportunity for a War Games match.
Well, thank you, because that's what I just cut myself off, because I want to let you finish your thought. And we're thinking the same thing. St. Pete's Arena is actually big enough to have the fucking two cages in, and they won't do it.
Who said?
No, well, I mean, structurally,
okay.
The arena is built to have the two cages. Some of the places that they can't do the two cages and have the seats at the same time, which I don't understand. They can't do that, but whatever.
Yeah.
When the cages are probably sitting in a warehouse in Stanford, that Joey Styles does vignettes now on the storage. YouTube shots.
Scott mentioned the King of the Ring for the IC belt. That would have been a good idea.
I wouldn't mind. That's not a bad idea either.
Last time they had the King of the Ring, was it Regal was the King of the Ring, and then he won the Intercontinental title not long after that.
Yeah.
And then he had that fantastic feud with, wasn't it CM Punk?
Yeah.
He had the matches with CM Punk.
Yeah, I thought those
I think
were,
they may have had a
I thought those
seven.
Were good.
Yeah.
I thought those were good. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a decent card. I mean, if they do it right, you know. So, it is what it is.
Mm.
It is what it is. Anything else going on, Tank? Any other thoughts?
Nothing else, pretty much. Just wanted to get in early before anybody else called to wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay. You know, me being one of the first co-hosts before Powers.
That's right. Tommy hosted one or two of them with me already. When I had the fucking $3 microphone. Yeah, man.
The $3 microphone and the $10 Apple book.
Yeah, you were I didn't even have Apple. I was off. Wifey had one of those old, you know, Walmart PCs, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah, man. I gave the PC to Sweeney, though. He jacked it up and he uses it now for his thing, so. But all joking aside, yeah, man. Yeah, Tommy's been there from the beginning. So thank you, brother, for supporting me as always.
You know it.
Yeah,
I've
man.
Always
Tank's
been there.
Tank's the man.
Yeah, Tank is the man. Tank's going to hold it down for us. And, you know, he's one of our admins on the Foch book. And he's one of
Foch
our...
Foch book?
Foch de Brute. Yeah, Foch book.
Is that some of that fake Italian?
Fake Italian, right?
Yeah. Like DiGiorno and...
DiGiorno. Elio's.
Don't knock the fake pizza.
Oh, man.
I enjoy the fake pizza.
Yeah, I do.
I even like Domino's, too.
I like that Stouffer's, the French bread pizza. That's awesome.
Yeah, especially the five cheese one.
That's it. That's the best one.
Yeah.
No sauce. I told her to get that. She was like, they didn't have
Listen,
it.
Listen, when I go to Pizza Hut, I tell them, like, no sauce. And that pizza is, like... infinitely much better with
that. How far do you live from Bowman's spot? Because that pizza's fucking awesome.
I think it's like a half hour, 40 minutes away, something like that. Probably like a half hour.
I had that for my birthday last year.
I haven't been there in a while. I should go there and mock him. And
dude, that
hey, flip
food.
That pizza, boy.
Dude, that food is awesome, man. That food, no joke.
It is. It's really good.
It's really good.
And I have an idea for the night.
All right.
I want to talk about like what like gimmick matches should be brought back. And we should create our own gimmick matches. Because I created some of my own gimmick matches, which I think are pretty cool.
All right.
Hey, Dave, what'd you do to piss off the Brits?
I didn't do nothing. They were born that way.
You did something. My phone was blowing up on the hour and a half trip home from work.
Listen, those kids over there, they got some sort of issues. I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, the fog over there has gotten to their brain. They're drinking some tainted tea. I don't know what's going on.
Yo, where's an inappropriate bell?
Yeah, it got lost in my fucking car, dude. I'm so pissed.
Because nothing I'm saying is inappropriate. We don't need it.
You're bashing a whole country. They're going to freaking come over here and get you.
I know. Listen, he's pissing off the fan base,
listen,
man.
Listen, we're going to do... If those bastards try to come over here and try to tell me what to do in my own country, we're going to send them
you're
right
gonna
back.
Run.
I'm going to show the Spirit of 76. Kick their asses right back over there.
He said the Spirit of 76.
Yeah.
had the what, the Spirit of 76 alcohol bottle?
No. Yeah, I'm going to pour it all over him and light him on fire.
Lunatics. You bunch of lunatics. All right, we could do that, though. We could do gimmicks. Let's see. Snake says Bunkhouse Brawl. Nah, I wouldn't mind that at
Bunkhouse
all.
Bunkhouse Brawl, like the...
The Stampede.
The cage match or the Battle Royal?
Battle Royal.
Okay. I would love to bring back the Bunkhouse Stampede cage match.
You could do that, too.
Because, I remember, like I said on the show, like when I saw this as a kid, I was like, fuck, there's a Battle Royal in the cage? What, they're going to throw the guys over the top?
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was...
I know it sounds pretty gay, but I would bring back Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
I remember with Sting and... Like,
Sting.
What were some of the matches on that?
The Coal Miner's Glove. They had...
Let's pull up a photo, because there was like some cool stuff on there that just... Like,
that, I was just that was like Halloween Havoc. I was watching that the other day on the network. So, yeah, I'd bring back that. I agree with Scott. Bring back King of the Ring. Of course, I would have War Games. We talked about War Games in the last anniversary show. Mm. But, yeah, dude, I would definitely bring that back.
War Games at a Survivor Series wouldn't be bad.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Speaking of Survivor Series...
A Survivor Series match inside of a War Games?
Traditional Survivor Series matches for the whole card. And then just have the singles guys fight, you know.
Yeah, because they have enough
for their titles.
They have enough pay-per-views already.
Right.
So why not just bring back the old-school Survivor Series, have those kind of matches, and be done with it? Because you got, like, I don't know, like 13 other pay-per-views that are going to be doing singles matches and shit.
You know what I do like that they do once in a while? Those that run the gauntlet thing where you have to beat the guy in a certain amount of time. And that I dig that.
I wish WWE would do more gauntlet matches.
Yeah.
But they got the talent for it. They got the whole bunch of great mid-card guys that can do it.
NXT should do gimmick matches, man. Let those kids do crazy shit, you know?
Oh, now is it? They had a Prince of Darkness match on the Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal.
What was the Prince of Darkness
I don't know.
Match.
We got to
make Ozzy Osbourne comes out and referees.
We should make up what the Prince of Darkness
match should
is.
We should book a Prince of Darkness match.
So it has to involve Eric Bischoff with his gay Dracula outfit.
Tony Giovanni with his Phantom of the Opera mask.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
They have to be involved. Because it was on the wheel. I remember it.
Spin the wheel, make the deal. Coal miner's glove match. That's it. Jarrett Hall on a pole match. This is Monday Night Quill where the big boys play with each other. Remember that awesome thing? That was awesome. Yeah. They should reform the Nexus, Sugar Shane. Do the Nexus, and they should invade the roster. They should all invade Raw with Adrian Neville, Aaron Neville. I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Put Adam Rose in there too. Change that shitty gimmick.
I fucking hate that dude.
Shoot the bunny.
He's annoying. That dude. That dude is awful.
He wrestled good as Leo Kruger. I don't want to curse on the show.
You curse on the show. We curse every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
They fucked him up when they made him Adam Rose. And then they put Zack Ryder in the bunny outfit.
Wait, what was the whole Leo Kruger gimmick all about? Because I never saw it. I only saw like one like promo that he did.
From what I saw on YouTube, he's like more of a, not Stone Cold-ish, but more of like that rock attitude.
Uh-huh.
But he could actually wrestle.
Cocky heel?
Door collar match, yeah.
Yeah, the cocky heel. Like the pipe, like a hybrid rock type of heel rock, Roddy Piper-ish.
Hmm. All right. That's a lot of guys in one person.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his, man. I think he's going to be like another Fandango. You know how Fandango was hot after Mania? And that was it?
I think the guy's talented, they just need to change the gimmick.
Yeah.
Because how many times can you have, you know... I how can I word it? It's just things that, you know, get old quick.
If they don't change these guys quick, they can become future TNA superstars.
Because he's... first of all, it's with a gimmick like that, you're not being targeted as, like, a future champion in any way, shape, or form. It's like kind of like a Coco Beware gimmick.
Four corners match, I like that, too.
The four-way dance?
Yeah.
I miss stuff like that, three-way dance, and it was like eliminations, and
they still do that though, from time to time. Yeah.
Oh, well, what was it? They have a four-way match, Battleground, right?
Yeah.
But I missed the three-way dance, like the ECW style.
Yeah.
Where it's like fucking mayhem. It was just like Texas Tornado rules.
It's true. It's true.
And they were doing their own thing. There was like no tags.
Right, right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, like Philip Gabe.
All over the place. What?
What's up?
What's up, Tank?
Yeah, yo, the Eddie Guerrero JBL match with the rope and the four corners.
What was cowbell. Match? Cowbell match.
Yeah, the bull. That's the bull rope.
Bull rope. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Great American Bash, 2000
something.
Four, I think. Four.
2000
or five?
Odd four.
I thought that was a four corners bull rope match.
Yeah, 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 it was. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
It had the cowbell.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one where
you gotta do more of that.
Yeah.
Wasn't somebody like juicing really bad during that match, or was that chair shot from the match before that?
It might have been.
Yeah.
I don't quite remember. Tank, anything else before we let you go?
No, nothing else. Yeah, you gotta get more people on besides my boring ass.
No, yeah,
people, we need some of these schmucks to call in.
Yeah, Tank called in, you big dummies.
Yeah, give us a call.
Where's Tony C? Yo, Tony C, I know you're listening. Yeah. Double A, call in. Yeah, somebody. Come on, let's go.
Nah, it's all right. Don't worry about it, dude. Thank you for advocating. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good night.
You too, bro. We'll take you.
Hey, Mr. X, why don't you call in? I'm calling you out.
Yeah.
But I miss some of those, like, death matches. Like, I think I still have it somewhere in my house, or I'm just going to have to go on online for it. I don't remember the name of the Japanese wrestler who was in these matches, but I know the nickname was...
the supermarket death matches you're talking about?
No.
Those are fucking great.
I'm sure there's... I haven't seen the supermarket death match, but there's this one dude. I think, like, his nickname is, like, Mr. Danger or Mr. Dangerous.
Yeah, Mr. Danger.
Yeah, and...
He was in those... That's Big Japan.
Yeah, Big Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the crocodile death match. Like, the coffin... The scorpion coffin matches.
Dude, he was in that supermarket thing. The supermarket.
I've never seen the supermarket.
Oh, I gotta find it.
But I remember... like, they showed, like, a clip of it at the end of, like one of those tapes that he was on. But they had a fucking spider web, like, barbed wire spider web in the ring. And there's, like, a scaffold. I'm like, I have to see this. What the hell is this? I want to see a spider web barbed wire match.
I saw the Headhunters, right? And anybody who doesn't know who the Headhunters are,
they were briefly in the WWF.
Briefly.
For
and
one of the Rumbles.
They're brothers, and they're 400-pound Dominican brothers.
That's like the twin Abdullah of the Butchers.
Right, and they fought in Japan.
And they did moonsaults.
And they did big moonsaults, and they fought each other.
I have
that.
But those matches suck because they would stab each other, and then they would moonsault each other five times
Dude,
each.
Dude, I got... There was one spot where the one brother, you know, back body drops him into the glass planks they have, right? And then he takes the piece of glass, and he just digs into his brother's... dude, I have it on DVD.
Like, what the fuck is going through these guys' minds?
Pastor Sydal, Piranha Death Match, Chamber of Horror Match.
We need the Chamber of Horror Match.
With the electric cage. Yeah, remember that?
The electric chair.
With Abdul the Butcher.
Yeah.
And Sting.
I need to watch that on the network. That one, for whatever reason, has eluded me since the network has been on the air.
Maybe we'll do that for Halloween this year.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Maybe we'll do that as a throwback for Halloween. We got to do a Halloween Havoc for Halloween this year.
Yeah. I think we did, but...
No, we'll do another one, yeah.
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 We didn't do that one. That's like...
That's a great one.
The one.
Oh, you know what I forgot to ask you?
What?
CM Punk's contract expired today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't care. Like we talked about on the Wizards yesterday. I will miss him. I know he's going to come back in some shape or form. Like, wrestlers, especially like him, they don't go away for long. He's going to be back, whether it's in WWE or whatever. I don't know. Like, I know JR was making up some stuff, which would actually be pretty cool if it was went through. JR suggested that him and Punk do commentary for a New Japan event because they don't have English commentary, and JR threw it out there, like, hey, why don't me and CM Punk do like a one shot New Japan pay-per-view English commentary?
Let me ask you something. Speaking of the Japs, so we'll get back to the gimmick matches in a minute. How come we translate every single thing for these guys?
Yeah.
And they can't give us translating translations for...
That's just how it is. It doesn't matter. It's not just for wrestling, but like for movies, DVDs,
that doesn't make any sense.
Like
we subtitle everything for them.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. It's just how they work. They're very... It's kind of like... how can I describe it? You know, there's like certain things in that we have that's not in other, any other languages.
Right, but...
And, but for them, it's just how the country works. Their mentality is like... They just think about Japan, and they only cater to Japanese.
That's fucked up, though. All right, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good evening.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sugar Shane in the house.
Sugar Shane.
What's up, Sugar Shane?
What's up, handsome? What's going
on? What's up, guys?
Handsome.
You see, him rocking his Bullet Club shirt the other day?
Yeah.
Getting that. Dude,
we need to see him rock a Turnbuckle Throwback shirt.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to get a Bullet Club shirt for my birthday. I'm going
to
wear it.
Actually, that reminds me. I wanted to give away something.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'll think about it while we're talking.
Okay.
But it'll involve a Turnbuckle Throwbacks t-shirt.
All right. Well,
that's not the prize.
Is that the prize?
The prize is going to be...
Are we doing trivia?
No. Okay. I'll say what the prize is.
All right.
And you can cue this up over there because it's in there.
What is it?
I want to give away a DVD copy of No Holds Barred.
I don't own No Holds Barred, so we can do this right now.
All right. Well, if... I'll do this. Next guy to buy a Turnbuckle Throwbacks t-shirt and post it on our pages, we'll give him a DVD copy of No Holds Barred.
The next person?
The next person. It could be you, all Sugar right. Shane, if all you right. buy that shirt.
So, next person that buys a Turnbuckle Throwbacks t-shirt and posts it on the Foch book will get a DVD copy of No Holds Barred from the Mega Powers.
Yeah.
You giving away your Blu-ray?
No. Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, wait, we got to take
this one. Oh, my brother.
Oh, look,
the Black Hammer is in the
Black
building.
Black Hammer in the building. What's up, Tony C?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man? What's
going White on? Lightning.
Yeah.
Anyway, one second, Tony. So, dude, so Shane, you know the story, right? I bought the DVD like 2 years ago when it came out. Like, the day it came out, I ran to Best Buy, got it, popped the corn, the family was nuts about it, my kid went crazy for it, and...
The crowd went wild.
And then, like, a year later, fucking, it comes out on Blu-ray. I was like, oh...
It's got extras on it, it's got the matches.
I know, because when you bought the movie,
yeah.
You bought... It came with the paper.
The pay-per-view,
the pay-per-view,
yeah.
The championship.
And guess what? The cage match is not on the network.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite Hogan matches, actually. The Mega Powers.
The No Holds Barred match?
No Holds Barred match, yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
What about the Doomsday Cage match?
The
Doomsday Cage.
Oh, the Doomsday Cage.
That was the Thunderdome one, right? With Great Muta? With the electric...
No, the
96.
Oh, right, yes, yes.
Alliance to End Hulkamania.
That's right.
But it was like 50 guys.
Brian Pant.
Was Z Gangster in that? Wasn't Z Gangster
in
that?
Yeah, Z Gangster was there.
Yep.
No, it's Z Gangster.
Luger in the black officials and gloves.
The Four Horsemen, Final Solution. I mean,
Final Solution. That was a terrible name.
They changed his name.
It was the Ultimate Solution.
Yeah, that's it.
The Final Solution.
Wait, was Renegade in that match?
No.
He was too busy.
Dungeon of Doom and the Horsemen and Luger.
No, Renegade was too busy like beating Paul Orndorff and
Arn Anderson.
Anderson.
Yep. Yeah, I was fucking
and
terrible.
Arn Anderson
for the TV title. I was terrible.
Yo,
Tony, you know what I was watching? I was watching Hog Wild the other day with Giant and Hogan.
Oh God, where he took
where he got hit with the belt and got knocked out. The way he won that title.
What's that?
I said, did it bring a tear to your eye when he won that title?
I got a little lumpy in the throat. Yeah,
this is where the Giant got hit with the belt and he was knocked out for like an hour.
Yep. the highlight of the match is them beating up Brother Buddha.
Yeah, they turned out.
Oh,
we got another
calls
call.
Like crazy. Hold on a second here.
Who's this?
Good evening, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
What's up, dude? It's Shining Wizards, Kevin.
What up, Kev?
Yo, Garifo.
What's up, boys?
What's up, nigga?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. What?
Well, I guess because Black Hammer's on.
What's going on, Kev? You did your set already?
Not much. No, no, we're not done. I just wanted to take a couple minutes and call up and wish you guys a happy anniversary. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, dude, we got to get you in the studio. You're the only wizard not to be in the studio, man.
I know, but I'm busy. Like, it's tough. You know,
listen.
We're not doing our gig. You know, I do the comedy, and it's always busy. So,
listen.
I actually got to stop. I got a Staten Island boy actually doing my show right now. So,
oh, all right, cool. And you're rocking the gear. We appreciate that.
Of course, I had to on your big day. I had to rock the gear on stage, dude. Pictures will be up soon, bro.
Where'd you get that Hogan hat? Tony C wants one.
Dude, that Hogan hat was like mine when I was like 13 or 14, or whenever Hogan was in WCW. When he got there, I found it in a pile of wrestling magazines, like in between them all.
We thought you got it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's why it's got, like, it's not even, like, the hat doesn't even, like, look like a hat. It's got, like, eight different creases in it because it's just been piled upon by, like, magazines and shit.
It looks like you bought it at the Dollar Tree in Bayonne.
Wow.
Damn it. Wow. Whoever got it for me, maybe that's where they got it.
I used to have the Hogan painter's cap.
Everybody had that.
And
everybody had that.
As a kid, I was kind of embarrassed to wear it.
Everybody had that painter's cap.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, that painter's cap was legit, man.
It was legit. That was like Hogan's bet.
It had like a cartoon picture, like that era of like the late 80s, early 90s. Like, you know, the t-shirts had like that, like cartoon drawings of them.
Yeah.
It had that on top, and it had like Hulkster on the front.
And he had the American-made headbands. Yeah. Those were fresh.
Yeah.
Those
like
were
the electric green, the electric neon green everywhere, like pink and all that crap.
Yep. Stuff that would give you a seizure back in the day.
Yeah, stuff that would give you a seizure.
Basically, if you were an epileptic wrestling fan, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
You'd swallow your tongue at the matches.
Yeah.
But any of the other boys call in? How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing all right. Tony was in the chat room before, Shining Wizards Tony. So we're hopping. We just opened the phone lines a little while ago.
Yeah, we got the Black Hammer.
We got the Black Hammer on, Sugar Lightning. Shane.
Yes, sir. And we're screwing the Brits all night long. Yeah, screwing the Brits.
Black Hammer?
Yeah, Black Hammer and White Lightning, these two knuckleheads.
I am White Lightning and Tony C's Black Hammer.
That's the Halloween
costume.
Yes, sir. That's the Halloween costume this year.
We played our promo earlier on the show.
Yeah.
Mine are the deadest. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen, but I just did want to call in. I'm going to let you guys go. You guys are awesome. Mega
Thank
Power,
you. You're awesome, too.
In the studio for us, and Phil, hopefully we get you back in there soon, too.
I'll be back soon, definitely.
For the Shining Wizards. Guys, have a great night. Have a happy anniversary, boys.
Thanks, brother. Be good. Break a leg tonight, man.
You got it, brother.
All right.
Be good, guys.
All right, be good,
Peace.
Brother. All right, Shining Wizards, Kevin. Anyway, so Shane, what's on your mind, brother?
Oh, nothing much. I mean, I'm not trying to bring you on the show or anything, but...
Don't tell me your dog died.
Like,
you're not.
Oh, man.
What's that?
Yeah, my grandfather passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, that's
I thought
all
you were going to say you lost a pet. I'm like, oh, man. I can't lose another. I lost a pet last year. It was
unless
devastating.
His pet's name was Grandpa.
No, unless your pet's name was...
Z Gangster's name.
Sea Gangster. So Shane, are you feeling better at least that you're hanging out with us tonight?
Oh yeah, I mean, hey, you know, my grandfather, you know, he showed me the world of wrestling. I mean, I remember seeing people, you know, with guys like Harley Race. That was the first wrestler he ever showed me. So,
which
know.
Era of Harley Race, the King?
Yeah, which era?
Hey, Shane, it could be worse. It could be British.
Yeah, he could have showed you some Gentleman Chris Adams.
Oh God. We just lost our European contingency.
What?
They say they have bad attitudes. They have jacked up teeth, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You guys are terrible. Shane, I'm sorry,
but
we
got good
man.
TV shows, though.
We'll send Shawn Michaels over there and take care of all of them.
You guys are unbelievable. You guys are unbelievable.
You know, it's funny you say that, but, you know, I live in Abilene, Texas, man, and I work at Red Robin, and he comes in all the time.
Who does?
Maybe we can send him a
He comes from the bottomless
fries. Wait, who comes in here all the time?
HBK.
Oh,
shit.
I thought you meant Zeus. I'm like, oh, Zeus. Dude, you got to get me a liner.
He's in jail right now. He can't be going to Red Rock. He murdered that guy.
Oh, look at this. This is awesome. Hold on a minute. Good evening, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, boss man?
How are you?
Nothing much. Just here, you know, committing a felony because I'm talking and driving.
But no,
I just wanted to call in and say congrats on the 2-year anniversary of this fine program.
We appreciate it. We appreciate you having us on as always. We've enjoyed having the programming on here and all the great new friends that we made and all the connections we're doing. It's an awesome time, and we're having a blast.
Yeah.
It's been great having you guys a part of the Rant EM Radio family, and I call in because I think we should give this this Dave Tony C feud one more shot. No, I'm kidding.
We buried the hatchet. We're Black Hammer and White Lightning.
Yeah,
we're together.
Yeah. I know. You guys
are we're brothers in radio.
I told you,
mine fell the hardest.
I told you, Double A, we're never gonna have nice things, man. As much as we try, we're never ever gonna have nice things.
I feel the same. I mean, geez, I can't tell you how many times I try to make something nice happen and it somehow just explodes in my face. So.
Well, hopefully,
but hey,
then the British start coming.
Yeah, oh, man, they had to ruin our great network.
There you go. No, but yeah,
with their round based wrestling.
We let the man talk. I'm sorry. Go ahead, yeah. Boss. I'm sorry.
No, but I just wanted to call in and say congrats and try to. I'm trying to avoid the police here. I already got pulled over once this weekend, so I don't want to get pulled over again. I'm not a bad driver, but
yeah, they racial profile down there, man.
Get off the
I don't understand. That's the thing. Okay, fine.
Listen, Double A, you got to pull over.
Listen, I may be black on the inside, but okay, they got no reason to racial profile me because you know,
white chocolate. There's
you know, hey.
Listen, Double A, you got to pull over and take the call that way.
They know you have too much soul. They're gonna pull you over anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Dusty Rhodes. I'm the Dusty Rhodes of South Florida.
You got that weird birthmark on your stomach.
You
got
the Mountain Dew, baby.
Mellow
Yellow, better than Mountain Dew.
It's a thing. Well, dreams are made of.
In all reality, what had happened? I didn't even talk about this on the air. What happened to me on Saturday was I was coming home after a. Because this past weekend was my birthday, so they threw me a birthday dinner on Saturday, and then we went out for dinner on Sunday to a restaurant. But on Saturday, I was on my way home at like 2 o'clock in the morning with balloons and food and all this shit in the car, and I come speeding up behind I'm behind the cop, and I said, oh, that's a cop, and I slowed down.
Did you pull him over?
Yeah,
did you offer him a balloon? You like balloons? You like balloons?
I float down here, Billy.
And I slow down. I slow down to the speed limit, and I just kind of get casually pass him. And then 5 seconds later, and
slow over,
exactly. And I kind of rolled my well. The guy was a smartass. He goes roll down your window. He goes, and when I put down the window, he goes, you know, for me to talk to you, the window has to be down.
That guy's a dick. Let me tell you something. I was in 20 years ago. I was in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, and I don't know if you're familiar with Fort Lauderdale. I was right off Federal.
Very well.
Okay, all right. So I'm on Federal Highway, right?
Yep. That's where my office is. My office is on Federal Highway.
Okay, so now I'm in Lauderdale. My dad and I are in a hotel room, and I wanted to go to Miami Sub. You know, I told you I love that place. So now I'm trying
to. What the hell is it with Miami Sub?
I don't know. It was a fine establishment, and so now here I am. I got, you know, big fat white kid. I got
the guy who owned Miami Subs got knocked out by the mob.
Well, anyway, I digress. But anyway, you can't find like a corner to cross. It's like it's all highway. It's all road, you know. And the next corner to cross over the street is like to cross the highway is like 7 blocks down. So I just gracefully just walk in the middle of traffic when there's no traffic. And I hear whoop, whoop, whoop. And a cop car comes right up. And the guy had the same voice as Jackie Gleason from Smokey and the Bandit. He was like, You know why I'm pulling you over while you walking, right, son? And I was like, no, sir. He goes, oh, and you ain't from around here. Of course, oh, with the Mets hat and the Knicks shirt. He goes, you ain't from around here, are you? No, sir. You jaywalking, son. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm saying to myself, what the fuck is jaywalking? I didn't know what jaywalking was. I live in New York. We jaywalk everywhere. We jaywalk in our sleep. You know, apparently, I didn't know yet. You just go to the next corner there, and you have yourself a nice night. I don't want to have to come back here again. And I was like, oh, man, what the hell does this guy want?
Bill, you're causing trouble for a lot of them.
Man.
I tell you, nowadays it's commonplace to jaywalk in Fort Lauderdale. So.
Hey, yeah, man, you better read the sign and respect the law and order.
I guess.
Freaking riffraff.
I don't know. This South Florida is becoming a cesspool, but
yeah, filled with all these delinquents.
It's turning into Great Britain.
Yeah, it's turning exactly. into Britain.
A cop in Fort Lauderdale. I've told this story on the air that one time I was speeding going back to the office from lunch. This happened in Fort Lauderdale. I'm speeding, right? I'm hauling ass to get back to the office because, you know, I was swamped with work, and a cop pulled me over. I pulled into my parking space at the office. And I made the critical mistake of getting out of the car, and he pulled his gun out on me.
Oh God!
What the hell is about cops?
I was about to get shot by a Fort Lauderdale police officer, all because I'm going back to work. In those days, my office was in a very bad neighborhood. There was just a murder outside the old office the other day. So I'm glad.
Oh, dang!
Those days are long gone. But anyways,
is that
I just
by
wanted
the
to
fish
call.
And chips place.
Ah, yeah. Don't come to South Florida, people. That's all I can say.
Double A shooting dice on his lunch break.
Yeah, playing dominoes,
rolling seven.
I wish, man, I wish. But anyways, I just wanted to say happy anniversary, guys, and keep up the good work. Big thumbs up, and yeah. Well, I guess we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, I'll be on Sunday with you guys for the pre-show.
Sounds good,
Battleground.
Man.
Thank you, boss.
Thank
man.
You, Saul.
All right. Talk to you all later.
Have a good night.
Peace.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Ah, the boss calling in.
Yeah, he's checking up on us.
And I thought I told you guys the jaywalking story. That was some shit, man.
I didn't know that.
Smokey and the Bandit pulling Big Phil over for jaywalking, son.
You down to Fort Lauderdale starting bubbles.
You know something? My wife and I have been discussing relocating, and we have like a 5-year plan. We figure like we just bought the house a year ago. We figure in like 5 years we'll break even on what we put into the house as far as an investment. So we consider Florida a destination, you know, because we have family and you know in the Tampa area by you know over there. I have family in Clearwater and other places.
Call.
Hold on a second. Let me just add this call. And you know like. I have family down there, so we're considering. But now it's like, oh my god! Let me finish the story. One second.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
one second.
Let's wrap up this story.
All right, 612
non wrestling related.
Hold on, 612. You're on the air.
Florida.
612. You're on the air.
Hello. What in the wide, wide world of turnbuckle throwbacks is going on, motherfuckers?
What's going on?
Mr. X just hit the arena.
Oh shit! It's
oh,
X.
And hold on, and we have Shiny.
Call me out! Call me out, Dave! I'm fucking on here.
Oh god, this guy's had more than two Okerlunds.
Hold on, and Eddie, what's up, buddy?
Oh hi, everybody!
Oh no, it's not Tickles.
It's Dick Tickles.
Hey, Dick Tickles. Hey, Tickles, how's it going?
Happy anniversary! 2 years is a big deal.
I miss you.
Jesus
I miss
Christ.
You. I miss you, Boo. Where you been?
Oh, I've been very busy. Who's the man with the bass on the phone? That bassy voice. It's so hot. Who is that man?
His name is Mr. X.
Mr. Jeez. X. Ooh, that's mysterious. Mr. X, are you a homophobe by any chance or a homosexual by any chance? Just curious.
Negative.
Oh, son of a bitch. You know, I've been known to change people's minds when it comes to experimentation. So if you're open-minded, I'll give you my Facebook.
Good God. That was drink. I'm going to have to get me a third Okerlund here. Good God.
Oh, my God.
You know, Mega Powers, ever since you got your eyeballs lasered, you look fantastic. You look fantastic without your glasses. It's like Clark Kent turned to Superman, but only you're like a real Superman now.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
It's better for eye fucking.
That is white lightning. Right, yeah, at its finest.
You know, Mega Powers, you give me dick tickle.
Oh, I bet I do.
Oh, gosh.
I might have to break out the Bond collection and get Thunderball on you.
I can't take it.
It's still okay. See, it's still having a heart attack. I will give him mouth-to-mouth gladly. I will be right there in Staten Island in a hurry. I will be right over there to give him still mouth-to-mouth.
Tickles, it's been too long, man. It's been way too long.
I know. I miss you. I've been hibernating. I've been sad lately.
Why have you been
sad?
He
got stabbed?
No, he's been sad.
Oh, I thought he got stabbed. He's been by a pair of scissors?
Where you been, to Camden? No. What's the matter, Tickles? Why are you sad?
I don't know. I just get these weird depressions, and sometimes I break glass bottles and cut my wrists as a cry for help, but there's no one around to answer my cry, so I just sit in my kitchen and bleed.
No, that's normal.
No. Tickles, you should call in once in a while, and we'll talk you off the ledge, man.
I don't know. I took a lot of Tylenol tonight, but nothing seems to be working right now. I mean, I feel fine.
Right, wait, have you been watching any Dave Taylor matches lately?
Squire Dave. Tickles, take a hot bath. All right. Put some bath salts in there. Don't smoke them.
Put the radio in there.
No.
What?
No, put the radio in there.
I can't take it anymore. You know, so have you guys been talking some wrestling? You guys been talking about Daniel Bryan's neck injury or John Cena or the Ultimate Warrior or anything like that? Anything fun?
Nothing.
What's
really
going on? What's on the dish?
Nothing really recent. Just we're talking old stuff tonight, man. We talk about gimmick matches, Tickles.
Yeah.
What gimmick match would you bring back?
Or what kind of gimmick match would you create?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, there's so many different gimmick matches I would create. I would probably create Shining Wizard's Tony on a pole match, but completely naked, with that gimp thing in his mouth. That would be perfect.
I thought you would put the apple in his mouth.
God, Adrian Street is killing me here.
But we need to find, like, a reinforced pole, because Shining Wizard's Tony, he's a big man. I hear his penis weighs, like, 8 pounds.
Wait, where would you put the pole to hoist him up? Where would you put the pole, Tickles?
Oh, I would put the pole right at this fucking asshole. We're all for like a pole.
Oh, my God.
That's a stupid question. I thought you were smart. Don't you know Japanese? Japanese people are supposed to be smart and know math.
I was setting you up, Tickles.
Oh, Tickles, thank you so much for calling in, man.
You know,
you're welcome. Happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary.
We love you, Tickles. Call back soon, please.
Okay, I love you guys, and especially the man with the deep bass. Are you black by any chance, sir? Are you a black man?
Negative.
Oh,
do you
want
to be black?
There's only one black camera on this call.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks has a lot of black listeners, and I love when they call in because they have such deep velvet voices.
Tickles, do you know Black Hammer's on the line, too?
The Black Panther's on the line? Who's
no!
On the line?
The Black Hammer.
The Black Hammer.
Where's the Black Hammer?
It's Tony C.
It's Tony C, the Black Hammer.
He's the Black Hammer now.
Is he on the line right now?
Yeah, he's on the line right now. You want to talk to Black Hammer?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Tony C, you there? Oh, he gets disconnected. Oh,
he's scared to talk at this point.
Fuck that. I'm hanging up. Happy anniversary, guys. I love you.
Love you too, Tickles.
Love you too, Tickles.
Sweet dreams.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good
I've
evening.
I've made of these.
Black Hammer's back.
Oh, just
hung up. Dude, Tickles wanted to talk to you, man, but hold on a minute. Mr. X, what's going on, man?
I'm just sitting here tuning in. Adrian Street calling me.
Oh, man.
Where are you calling from, Mr. X?
I'm calling from Ohio, Lewis Center, right out of Columbus.
Nice. I drove...
I had to sit out back here. I got some bad reception, so I don't know how good I'm coming in or not.
You're coming in perfectly.
We got that Metro PCS phone? Hold on.
You got that other app for the Ustream?
Hold on a second. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, it's Scott.
Hold on a minute. Scott! What's going on?
There it is. Not much. Welcome back, Mr. Powers.
Hey, what's going on, Scott?
All right, hold on a minute.
Not much.
Hey, Sugar Shane, you still there, man?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Stay there for a second. All right. I don't know.
When's Matt going to call in from Canada?
I have no idea. Hold on. So he called Metro PCS. Like,
yeah. What was it? 1010 220?
Yeah, call 10. That's how Mr.
321.
That's it. 1031.
All right. All right. Let's do this. So, Mr. X, what's going on, man?
Just tuning in. Just, I don't know. I feel like I know you fuckers. I'm a little buzzed, so bear with me.
Good.
I'm down to talk about whatever, though. I'm pretty knowledgeable on the situation.
Mr. X, what gimmick match would you bring back, or what gimmick match would you create?
I like the dog collar match, kind of a Piper, like Valentine type deal.
Starcade, yeah.
Starcade.
Dusty Rhodes, Superstar Billy Graham, that type of deal. That, you know, that's a good gimmick match there.
The Russian chain match.
Russian chain match with the Koloffs.
Hey, the Rusev stuff is like really bringing me some memories back from Sega Nikita and Ivan stuff. I think they're hitting it pretty good there on a throwback deal.
I'm totally digging the Rusev swagger thing. It's like a throwback to the old flag matches with Corporal Kirshner and Nikolai. And
those guys don't know how to wave a flag.
And nobody knows how to wave a flag. You know, they're all communists.
The Russian shit is just working good right now, how we're kind of in a... going back into whatever with them, with the Putin and all that. That Putin seems like a pretty evil motherfucker.
It just helps that. You know, Lana's a piece of ass, dude. She could put a piece of shit on that screen and it would still look good because she plays the part so well, man. She's the best part of this whole angle. Not because she's good looking, but she's the voice, and it's so good. You know, it's so,
and what a voice,
naturally believable. It's so naturally believable with her. She's like Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
She's a female Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Paul Heyman with nicer tits.
Exactly. I was listening to DT the other night, and then it's like, I'm sure the whole world's giggling when it said that there's new pics of her online, and I'm like, shit, what's going on here? She was in the movie or whatnot. I forget the movie right off. Banshee, I think it was.
She was naked in there?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, there's some lightweight new pics of her online. Little boobage. There wasn't no... you know, no ass. That's what I was looking for.
You're an ass man.
Well, as you get older, I think the ass becomes more believable because the tits are just kind of, you know.
Yeah, when they start to sag, you need a good shit wagon, man.
You guys know she's a Florida chick.
What's that, Tony C?
I said she's a Florida chick.
Is she really?
From Gainesville.
Oh, that's the swamp. So she got swamp. She got swamp wagon then, huh?
So you mean she's not from Russia?
No, well, I think
she's from America.
She's from Moscow, Florida.
She got that swamp wagon.
Swamp wagon.
Yeah, she's from swamp.
Oh, she's got that freaking Oakland holder. I'll set my Oakland on that bitch and just look at it.
You want to watch her play some tennis.
Hey, she can learn the underhand and get away with it.
I tell you that.
That's awesome.
Yes, thing. Classic thing.
Oh, man. That's crazy shit, man. Anyway. All right.
But happy anniversary. Right? I mean, happy anniversary. You guys provide lots of good content. I look forward to, you know, listening to you guys and getting in your chat. And same with Double A. More than I actually enjoy watching the programs anymore. It's just...
I'm glad you dig the show. We appreciate all the love and the feedback from you, especially on social media and chat rooms and stuff. I think it's just a credit to you guys. And you're all smart wrestling fans. It makes it better for Dave and I to have this every week. Again, it's a labor of love. We don't, you know, we pay for this out of our pocket. So it's like for you guys to dig it, it's like the ultimate compliment. So thank you very much for that. No joke. So.
The ultimate.
And there's a lot out there to choose from. So you guys stand out. I'm not one to just fucking shoot anybody for, and as the AA would say, but toot.
That's right.
You got that
right. Arn Anderson.
It's a tickle thing, too.
Pretty good look. Let's do this thing.
All right, here we go.
Maybe I will watch a little bit of that tennis.
I had to play it again.
Hilarious.
Double A is the best, man. And the rant is the best, and Shining Wizards Network is...
We're the best.
We're the best.
I was going back to the old George of WCW promo with Arn Anderson when he's like, I'm not the toot anybody's horn, but toot, toot. Do we all know what I'm talking about here?
Absolutely, of course. Yeah. I own that footage, sir. That's classic. That's a staple in my house. I make them watch it on Thanksgiving.
I don't think Arn Anderson gets the credit he deserves for his promos. Arn Anderson was a hell. He was an Austin. He could just bring you in.
Well,
he got a beard during
the Hall of Fame.
He was solid on the mic.
He was.
Yeah.
You know what? And he's the reason why I want a Dave Milliken TV title on my mantle.
Which one?
I want
the red one.
The red one. That's my favorite belt. I think, you know, he's one of those guys that go on that list of should have been world champion but wasn't, and we can do a whole other podcast about that. So, you know.
I agree. Austin, he has that belt in his safe. That's one of the only belts that he has saved. That's like his favorite belt.
I thought he saved one of the...
He's got the smoking skull belt and all that, too, but he's got the original TV belt in his whatever safe he always fucking plugs on his show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we're getting like six people calling in, so let me...
Tommy the tomato.
Yeah, we got to lighten the load up a little bit. So, Mr. X, thank you so much for calling in, man. We appreciate the love.
All right. Keep the good work up, guys. Thanks.
All right. Good night, brother. Have an Oakland for me. All right. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Good evening.
Hey, guys. It's Mark in Detroit. You know, the original Double J, according to Phil.
Double J.
One that I've had.
Dude, where have you been, man?
Hey, you know what? I had to take a step back and chill and get some personal business straightened out. You know, some personal problems I needed to get straightened out. So,
all right.
You know, just had to step back and just remember what I'm a fan of. And that's one of the things that I wanted to call and say thank you to you two for helping me stay in and, you know, a fan of an industry that I've loved since 1980-something or another when I watched Randy Savage whoop the snot out of somebody. And I started doing elbow drops from one end of the couch to the other, and this was a pretty long couch, too. Good Lord, my poor mother. Anyway,
right off the top couch,
but hey, happy anniversary, guys. You know, thanks for the show. It's really appreciated, as I just said. And, you know, you guys have a beautiful marriage. I mean, partnership going on there.
What? Tickles ain't on the line anymore.
I tell you what, the amount of love we've been getting from you guys has been amazing. And the bottom line is, and I've told you this personally on you know, for us, I never walked away from it. So I've just been watching it, and finally when I've gotten a chance to talk about it and give me an outlet, now I got it. And I'm glad we can entertain you guys. So we're glad you're holding it down, and we're glad to have you on, and we're glad everything's working out for you.
So. Yeah, hey, great. Thanks a lot. And especially, Dave, you know what I'm going to thank you for, so I'm not even going to get into all that. But, hey, thanks again for the show, guys. Congratulations. I mean, 2 years, and you guys can keep it fresh from episode to episode.
We're trying.
Thank
you,
sir.
Absolutely fantastic. So thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night. Thanks.
Thank you,
too.
Double J.
Thank you, Double J.
All right.
All right.
Shane, you still there, man?
Yeah.
All right, good. We'll get to you next now. All right, what's on your mind before I let you go?
When you're talking about gimmick matches, I mean, mine of all time is Three Stages of Hell.
Oh.
Yeah.
I really like the, what was the first one? It was Triple H and Austin, right?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. That entire pay-per-view, it was...
No Way Out.
No Way Out was awesome.
Yeah.
Had the Thomas and Max in it.
I have a gimmick match that I came up with.
All right. Well, Shane, thank you so much, man. Sorry about your grandpa. And you know what? I'm glad that he opened you up to some good stuff because now we can talk about Holly Race and feel better about it.
And you have a chance to buy our shirt and win No Holds Barred.
Not one, but two shirts now. So that's
either one.
Yeah, man.
And always remember, Shane, you could be British.
You could be British.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Always bet on black, Shane.
All right,
white.
Shane, have a good night, brother.
Hey, yeah, congrats on the 2 years. So
thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You guys are awesome. So.
All right.
You're awesome, too.
You're awesome, too, man.
Yeah.
All right, God bless, brother. Peace out.
Yeah, bye.
All right.
Do you want to hear my gimmick match?
What is your gimmick match before we get to Scott?
I don't even know what it is, but I came up with a great title for a gimmick match.
Jesus, what is it?
And it was inspired by the Japanese. It's a double Auschwitz plastic surgery hell match.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what involves this, but I want to make it happen.
Fucking prison flight reward.
Something like that. Somebody ain't going to look the same way that they came in.
That's insane.
They would never be the same again.
It's Scotty, bring Scotty. Bring, you say King of the Ring before. What other gimmick match did you bring back?
TNA had one that they did for the X Division title where they put a roof on a cage with a small hole and you had to climb out for that.
Not that one.
You like that?
I think you're the only one.
Tony C said mousetrap?
Yeah, it looked like a mousetrap.
Basically, it was like, I don't remember the name of it, but it was a pretty decent match because you had to like scale the cage sideways to get out of it.
But that way, when they had that first impact with Hogan, they had that match, and for some stupid-ass reason, there was like a 10-minute time limit. There's like 8 guys in this match. The bars are so thick and so bright red, you can't see what's going on in there. And fucking, like, time limit draw. Homicide is trying to get out, and he's stuck there, and he's still trying to get out, which was stupid. And so, yeah, maybe they should give it another shot.
It was a good idea, bad execution.
Yeah. Wow. They should not have put a time limit with it, and they should have probably changed the structure of it to make it easier for the guys to get out.
Yeah.
But what happened to Ultimate X?
Ultimate X was good.
They haven't done that in a while.
Go ahead, Scott. I'm sorry.
Are they doing that at Destination X when they put that on TV?
Match?
I haven't been paying.
You know, the only one the only TNA pay per view I ever bought, religiously, was Lockdown. But the last few of them, they didn't have back in the day. Every match was in a cage. I like that.
But Lockdown.
Yeah. Oh. Now it's only like one or two matches.
Oh, what happened? What about that electric cage? That what was it? The Dudleys and who else was in the match?
I remember that one.
Yeah, it's like they said the cage was electrified. So if somebody touched it, like they would be electrocuted. And the Dudleys were doing this like awful like, oh, I'm being shocked, I'm being electrocuted. It was really bad. I had it on DVD.
Dude, he's hitting Velvet Sky, man. Can you believe that?
I can believe it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about that horrible gimmick match, the cattle prod on the pole match?
Oh, with the Mountie?
I'm the Mountie.
Yeah, the first one was with the Mountie, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Scott Hall and Goldberg had it.
Oh. When they actually played the over the air and on your TV.
That was the WWF for the Mountie.
Yeah.
They did it too on WCW?
Yeah, yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They didn't really
show it. Wasn't as bad in WCW.
Well, I don't remember if you guys remember us talking about it. I don't even know if we talked about it on here, but Harry from the UK mentioned when WCW was shown in the UK, like whenever somebody would get hit with something, like a chair or whatever, they would have like the Batman, like, you know, Pow and Biff and Wham. And, like,
so they did.
He said the show was either like a half, like they would take like a Nitro or Thunder, you know, which is like 2 or 3 hours, and they would turn it into like a half hour show. And they would do stupid shit like that. Like, Jeff Jarrett would hit somebody with a guitar, and it would say, like, Biff or Pow.
That's awesome.
Like, you have tapes of this, right? I was like, no.
Oh, like, he didn't record any of it, this jerk?
Yeah. But he was telling me that, like, WCW was briefly on in the UK.
That's fresh.
And it was kind of, like, hard to get a hold of. And then they would, like, I forgot what point. I have to ask him where the cutoff was. But then they started showing reruns. I'm like, reruns? You don't show reruns of wrestling. Especially like during the Monday Night Wars. Like, how the fuck are they showing reruns of WCW? But
that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh man. I like the scaffold match because of the hilarity, but it's so fucking dangerous.
Oh yeah.
You know? That was good stuff.
Like, what was it?
Cornette blowing his knees out.
And the Great American Bash 91, where it was just like a wooden plank.
Oh, with Steve Austin and the Rat Man News. The Rat Master PN News. voted one of the worst matches in wrestling, apparently.
Yeah, for that year by Dave Meltzer.
Oh, Dave Meltzer. He can eat a bag of dicks, that guy. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, gentlemen, we should start wrapping this up. Way past our bedtime.
Let you guys close out the show. Appreciate you having me on. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Tony. See, I'll catch
Thanks,
up with
Black
you.
Black Hammer.
I'll catch up with you over the weekend, brother.
All right. White Lightning.
Thanks,
I'm out.
Black Hammer.
All right.
Always remember mine. Later. Fell the hardest.
Mine are the deadest.
Yeah.
All right, fellas.
Good night.
Take care, man.
It's so great to see enemies unite into a common bond.
Yeah, dude. Awesome. To hate
dude,
the
don't
British.
Fucking feed. Don't
to don't hate the British.
Don't fuel into this. Don't fuel into
he's
this.
He's doing the right thing, Phil. Let him go. Don't tell him what to do. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Fucking
oh,
Gestapo
guys,
right here.
Happy anniversary to you guys. Thanks. And love the show. Keep it up. We'll double the viewership by next year.
Absolutely.
Hope so. Hope so.
Because we're just too sweet.
Hope so. All right, brother. Thank all you right. so much, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, take it easy.
Peace. All right. Well, there you have it, kids. Second anniversary is about to be wrapped up in the books.
I want
to
play
another one.
Yeah.
You're a fucking retard.
Because it makes sense. It's perfect timing for
oh,
this.
Oh, please. All right, hurry up.
You know, guys, it's time for us to go now. And
we're all free, man.
You're like a big sister to me.
Ending to a great story.
All right, please.
Quite candidly, I can't wait to get the f*** out of here.
Christ.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
Time to get the fuck out of here.
Well, it's been 2 years, and it's been a blast.
And you've been like a big sister to me, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. You've been like the sister I wish I never had. The one that, you know, constantly puts herself over and puts herself out there.
What?
You're a big slut bag. But all joking aside, you've been here a year. It's been a blast. I enjoy your company. I enjoy your wisdom. I definitely enjoy your...
It's the space that needs my face.
Pretty much. And thanks a lot for hanging with me, and thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me to be on your show.
It's been a blast, man.
Causing chaos.
Causing trouble.
You know, educating the people.
Yeah,
people
need
to be educated.
On pro wrestling,
what pro wrestling is really all about.
And to the greatest fans ever.
The number one fans for the number one show.
Yeah, we are so blessed that you guys are you guys are smart. You get it. You're funny.
The new generation of smart marks.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't like that word, but I guess.
The new generation of fans.
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, we're going to start wrapping this up, man.
Where's my plug?
You lost your plug?
Your
Hulk Hogan
hair
plugs?
My hair plugs. Oh, God. They beat me in my own pool of blood. Piss. My word.
So it was a Saul...
Rosenberg.
Saul Rosenberg.
Everything
I just remember how... Was it a... No, it wasn't...
Tabash, the Egyptian magician.
Yeah.
That guy
the Egyptian
fucking
magician.
Funny.
He put the pillow up his ass and made it disappear.
That's funny, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
And this is Big Country with their big and only hit in a big country.
Thank you very much to the Shining Wizards, the Midnight Jury, the Neckbreaker Guys, 2.5 Wrestlers, Apex Wrestling Entertainment, Wolfman Jack Foley, You Better Pay Back Your Debt, Just Incredible's Pro Wrestling 101, of course, The Rant, The Wrestling Call-In Show, What Are You Reading, Don Tony, Kevin Castle, Wrestling Soup, The Bloke Show, Mega Powers Radio, NXT Cast, Middle Thunder Radio, Tattoos and Touchdowns with Will Sweeney and Chris Espo, Uncle Eddie and the Ham Radio Show, Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, fucking Ronnie in the Nerdport, JP's got a podcast.
Somebody said Adrian Street is looking for Tony C.
The Exotic. Thank you,
the Exotic one.
Thank you to Tickles for calling in, man.
Yeah,
Double
thanks
A.
Thanks everybody for calling
Mr.
in.
Mr. X, Tony C, Scott, fucking, oh yeah, this guy for calling in too. Oh, no, I can't play it now. I was going to play Zeus.
Thanks,
Zeus. ZK. Sugar Shane. Double J. Everybody, man. This has been a blast. And, again, thank you guys so much for hanging with us, man.
Yeah.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks, facebook.com/Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Two shirts now.
The two shirt.
ProWrestlingTees.com/Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're on the tweet machine at TBuckleTBacks. You can email us, turnbuckle throwbacks1@gmail.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio, Boo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio every Saturday night. And don't forget this Sunday, 7 o'clock on The Rant, we have the pre-show for Battleground.
Yeah.
And next week is Beyond Wrestling, the Chikara this weekend.
And I'll be at the Beyond American Rana.
All right. Well,
for my boys and the Doom Patrol.
Mega Powers?
Or Team Pazuzu.
Yeah.
Or Team Pazuzu with Joey Suzu.
There you go. All right. So for the Mega Powers.
Yeah.
I am your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Ray, bidding you adieu. Until next week, same bad time, same bad channel. Don't get arrested. Keep a tight ass and have a good night.
Adieu.